Blog Talk Radio.
Tundra of the below, but we back here and we are here to tell you, man, it's good to be alive. Man, so much stuff going on. Those of you who've seen the Super Bowl, we're going to hit that a little bit. We're going to hit a little bit of everything. Canada, I was right near Canada. Canada going berserk up in the, oh man, up there, Canadian. We told his real name was British Columbia. We was right again. Facts do matter. And so British Columbia is under complete anarchy from the Queen. When you find out why, this day's program, we will not be playing. And I so much shout out today. I got so many shout outs. Much love to my progeny. I mean, I told y'all homeschool works. Anybody ever heard of the Bayer Awards would know what I'm talking about. The highest engineering award in the industry. And we in it. Yeah, we in it. We in it to win it. Yeah, yeah. When y'all see, just go look at the Bay Awards and tell me, do you not see myself in there? My goodness gracious, what a beautiful night. What a beautiful day. We about to have a hell of a show. Oh, well, let me just say, the Bothamus won. It's the year of the China, the year of the tiger. Ain't work out so good. So all you Chinese loving mothers out there, oh well, maybe next year. It didn't happen this year. But the Bothamus, the holy ram, the Azazel, it won. And that means sacrifice. Woo-hoo! Didn't know what that game meant, did you? That's a sacrificial game. And today we're going to put it down. Told you, when you see the ram, the bullock, the goat, know that trouble is in the mix. Right after the Super Bowl, we get Granddaddy Biden. Sleepy Joe, as they call him. He's running around the country, round up war. Trudeau, Canada, round up war. Mexico, already at war. In today's program, we will cover all aspects. Today's program is called Sodom and Egypt equals New Jah USALEM. In the middle of Jerusalem is the key word, USA. Sodom was the nation that perpetuated the hermaphrodite cult. See, when the angels went in, they said, no. We don't want no females. We want the men because they look like women. They wanted the men. So it's nothing new under the sun. Obviously, Egypt is on your dollar bill. Gives you the spiritual location of the great revelation. Says where we slayed Jesus the Christ. For black people, since it is Black History Month for a few more days, you are the Azazel, the sacrificial lamb. You've been put on the altar of dumbness. And see, most animals are called dumb, gullible, like a sheep, lamb, led to the slaughter, that type of concept. Today's program will show you how we can easily combat all this. But just you, like the black butterflies say, wake up, find out who you are and what you play in this and why everybody wants to be in New Jah USALEM. Everybody wants to be in Jah USALEM. Think about that one for a minute before we get started with this program. And also the cash money. Congratulations, my man, Brother G, got the first cash money came, but we're going to do it again. This is how it works, everybody. So before we get to the 12 o'clock hour, place your bets. We already got two people only from, you know, each week, just like betting, just like gambling. But you're gambling on your psychic, kinetic intellect to see if you can remember that which you have all said prior in time. It's going to be fun. We're going to have it happen. Whoever shows up for the cash money, going to get $5, get you $100. Just got to answer some questions. And this time, you can double your money. And if you don't answer the question right, you decrease what you doubled. So if you start out with 20, you say, I want to go 20, and it gives you 40, guess what happens? You go back to what your wager was. You want to do a 10. Once you get into the able to spend a 10, then you get 10. If you don't get it, then you go back. You can double your money if you get to 50, and you want to double your money to 50, then you get lose it all. Because 50 to win the game, you doubled your money to get to that 100-point tier. All right, let's get this program started. Let's make it happen. Now, we picked this because many of you was giving me so much information, and I have got across some information that hit me, especially up there in the cold tundra. And I mean, it was cold. I was in 7-degree weather. I mean, freezing. And so, got a chance to see a lot of television. A lot of black history was on every day. And I even watched the NFL history on football. And let me just say this. Them brothers was big back in, I mean, Bubba Smith and all them. They showed Gene Washington. I mean, this was a beautiful thing. And actually, Michigan State, actually, they took you back to where you was. Gladiators. Think of Egypt again. See, stopping Egypt. Gladiator sports. Fighting was going on. M&A was already in the mix. There was already M&A already. All kind of weaponry. This is just facts. Let's look it up. Today's program, you should listen because we're going to have some of the answers in the program. Now, all I can say to you is that Sparta, Michigan, of all places, was the first people, coach, to want to make sure the blacks come out the South and into the North. Same program. Same migration program. Migrate you from the South. Leave all your land. Leave everything. Because you was treated so bad in the South. That's the psyche. But we're going to treat you better in the North. And obviously, by them taking them to Michigan, Sparta, ain't that Greek Spartans, the Spartans? See, that's how you know it's pre-planned. Let's take them to Sparta. The Spartans, that might trigger them to be the greatest athletes, and that's what it did. Some of the greatest athletes went to these schools that were strictly and designed to bring in the black athlete. Because remember, the South wouldn't let you play. And soon as the gladiator sports of the North was winning, the South from Alabama decided we better get some Negroes too. And all this is saying, there was some rules, man. Here's the rules. You can screw white women, just couldn't be seen. Alan Page and them, just coming out their own mouth. So you can see the game was already being played to get groom the athlete into being what they needed him to be, the spokesperson for their agenda. Oh, yeah, the spokesperson for their agenda. And it was beautiful to see the domination, but then the camaraderie of all of the athletes on the team, even though they did not like black folks. On a winning team, they love black folks. And so this is what is in today's world. It's nothing morphing new, nothing magnificent that we are saying. It's just facts of life. But today, with all this going on, I want you to ask yourself a question, everybody. Why would a eugenist try to save you with a vaccine? It's contradictory to the eugenist. See, the eugenist wants to depopulate. Ain't that what's in the Georgia Guidestones? Depopulation. So why is the belief, oh, gullible sheep, why would the belief believe that they're trying to save you? Every commercial that our so-called black athletes failed to tell you, they may not be getting the vaccine. They might be getting a placebo. See, but they already have the vaccine set aside for population. They got to keep you watching athletes because they're the ones promoting the shit. You got the All-Star game on today, NBA. So sports is a major catalyst in the new Jarus. Many of you love Egypt. Egypt has a very symbolic nature in the Bible and in all of allegoric literature. Does not mean it's because they are black, everybody loved them to death. Yeah, that's something that came into the minds of our people through other people, of course. Nah. See, when the testimony was finished, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit will make war against them. So if that is the case, who's making war against the saints? Them. Out of the bottomless pit. And it said their dead bodies will lie in the streets of the great city. It's the only time you see the great city. Like the great Wizard of Oz city of Oz. Which is spiritually. See, all y'all be talking about y'all spiritual. So with the Bible. It says it was literal. So it was spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord was crucified. What Lord was crucified? Because even in the Bible, they didn't, where Sodom and Egypt was considered there in that part of the world. And for your clues, of course, you got the pyramid on the dollar bill that gives you the clue that you are in Sodom, Egypt, LTGB land, Egypt. Now, Egypt don't mean because they're black. Egypt means because they have power over government, over people. That's the key word for Egypt. It has nothing to do with what y'all going to be trying to pull off. We know they're black, but it's on the continent of Africa. We know that already. No need for a dissertation on that. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of what it really means. Because the Egypt over there ain't even thinking about you Negroes over here. Guarantee that one. How much you want to put cash money on that? Think they really care about you talking this shit over here about what Egypt mean to you over here? Or is this Egypt over here? Which one is it? Which one is it? All I can say, something's going on. So I'm going to try to put all this into context before we bring y'all in. Now, in the streets lies the great city, dead bodies. Now, didn't that just recently happen? Did that just recently happen? They were piling up the bodies. Once they piled up the bodies, putting them up. That just recently happened. And again, I want you to put in your mind the bottomless pit. Why would a eugenist want to save people with this cure, this vaccine that's going to stop all? Doesn't even add up. For those of you who wants to promote the vaccine, if it's made by eugenists, which many of you believe that he said, pharmaceutical, and y'all sent me a list. Well, I'm going to let y'all talk when I get time for y'all to come in a minute. Y'all sent it about all the billionaires that became billionaires, and I scrolled down, looked at all the names. Oh, my God. It's frightening. Zillow is owned by the Chinese. I mean, I don't know what more to tell you. You scared of the white man or the Chinese going to be one of the things you're going to have to cover, because these are like symbols that we're going to tell you. Now, the two witnesses that's in this revelation, these two individuals, they are either a concept or corporate beings. How about corporate beings? It's called religious and political ramifications. They're both politics and religion. They're the two witnesses. Politics and religion are the two witnesses. They are corporate beings. Naturally, evangelical support for the nation of Israel is viewed by a growing number of Israeli Jews. See, that's where this Trump thing came in at. In all the history that y'all was talking about, him being over there with that, in all the history that go along with this, read Farrakhan's back in the day. He had us all reading that secret relationship between blacks and Jews. Didn't stop him from writing it, so obviously they wanted that to be known. And I guess I see why. Because they have great support for the evangelicals, the Jerry Farwell, his sons, the Graham, Billy Graham, his son, all are hierarchy for this Christian concept. Now, here's how it's working. The evangelical supported. Now, the Jews, especially as well as the diasporic Jews, especially the Zionists, as beneficials to the survival of Israel, is highly influential upon America's foreign policy. See, their survival, this is coming out their words, not mine, their survival is their beneficiaries, must be upon America's foreign policy and Christian Zionism. Now, this is a phenomenon. None of y'all remember the dude, Return to for Tomorrow. He used to have a show called Return to for Tomorrow. B.W. Armstrong, he said the British was Hebrews. This was a fact. He said the British people, and he used the key word British, broke it down, had all this tribal stuff going on, just like y'all talking over here. Come to find out, through facts, the phenomenon commenced in Great Britain. It was a Great Britain's strategy. They came up with this thing called Christian Zionism. A phenomenon commenced then by Great Britain in support of the Jewish state and championed by many American evangelical leaders. Remember, this so-called imaginary or whatever state is in, state of this, state of that, is on a survival course with your policy, oh black people, that you don't even know you support, but you're supposed to be the children of God. That's what many of you believe. Is it true? Well, soon we'll find out. Now, according to what they said, the evangelicals, very powerful in America, very, they're the people in the Purge. If you look at the Purge movie, the people who were actually, were, they're called Christian neocons. They're pretending to be conservatives, but they're not. They're globalists. Look up the word neocon, and you see why the Cheney bloodline is still running rampant. Because these are your evangelicals. Look at the name. Scares me sometimes. Evangelicals. Like angels of God, angels of something. Okay, so let's keep it moving. We want to hear from y'all. In the great city. This is coming out their own references. The great city is not literal. The physical city of Jerusalem is not literally just a physical city, but the spiritual world in rebellion against Gog, G-O-D, Government Ordnance Department. Sodom symbolized immorality, and Egypt symbolized the political oppression of the people of Gog in the world, and our Lord was crucified. Now, I go over to Canada now before I bring y'all. Canada, crucifixion. Now, I'm going to tell you how this works. Crucifixion is across the world. The Mother of God, pray for us sinners, not the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, yeah, they let you know it's coming out of Egypt. Death is coming. That's why they conjured up all of the spirit world in that ceremony. And I don't care if who got it, they got it. The museums, whatever, you can't get in them. So don't even play today. Can't get in them at all. And if you let one Negro get in, one black man gets in it, what does that mean? Nothing. Because all the shit they unfound, believe me. And that's why they say, let's create war. Because while they're creating war, they're digging in the earth at the same time. Why don't you go look it up? Same wars going on now. They digging for something, they say. Huge reservoirs of minerals. Man, oh man, what a cabal. But Canada is needed in this charade. And why Canada? The maple leaf. Canada is about to seize all bank accounts for disobedience against Gog. Oh yeah. Think about that one. Think about all you out here right now on this phone talking and on this thing. What if you couldn't get to your Cash App or your bank accounts? Oh, that day going to come. We're going to see your real heart if it's going to be really weighed for real. And you will see it. You die from it, but you will see it. And now that while you got to know you're going to die, they're telling you now there's a doorway of sound. I watched it the other day from one of y'all videos. Sound. No, it was on regular TV. It was on the TV. Sound. Sound can take you into the heaven. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good one today. Sound can take you into the heaven. The resurrection story has to deal with sound and light. Oh, yeah. And to all this is going on, the globalists have now said, this is coming out their own words, not mine. They said, a run on the banks in Canada. Oh, y'all heard this before. A run on the banks in Canada, British Columbia. Made everybody take their money out now. Now the government of Gog. In 2 days, Freeland announced that Canada financial terrorism law would be expanded to seize all funds, bank accounts, crypto, for those who believe crypto can't be touched, crowdfunding funds, hubs, and all other transactions. Now, y'all tell me how y'all going to hide all this shit. Because I got, you know, y'all making big debates about can they get crypto. Well, let's just find out. If you're right, then you are factual. That's the best we can say. Give him a round of applause, or her or she, because facts do matter on this program. I hope you are ready for what is about to be played. It also says that Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Soros, all have in common? The devout Jewish Zionists. And Bill Gates just said in Munich, Germany, where y'all sent that list of who's making money, Pfizer and all that. Munich, Germany just had a conference right before our very eyes. No one even paid attention. It was called the annual Munich Security Conference, where Gates, Bill Gates, said, quote, the potential for a new pandemic would likely stem from a different pathogen. They're creating a new one. A new one, everybody. Now, how could we watch this happen? Truthfully, how can we watch this happen? Somebody got to say, we got to wake up. I don't know if this is going to play or not, because this is one of them crazy videos here. It may. No, it wouldn't play. All right, so we got to go to something else. But we're going to play something for you that's going to be a mind blower. Now, before all this, we get into the black part, the history part. I'm going to play this first. Just to get the show hot. Then I'm going to put gasoline on it, and then I'm going to nuclearize the shit. So it's going to get hot up in here today, because we don't have that much time to play at all. But we can win this fight if we would just wake the hell up. And that's the key. Can you wake up from this deep slumber of sleep? They all said it was going to be a big awakening. What awakening are we waiting for? Y'all should think about that one. And they did live before Adam.
Our research includes the origin and meanings of symbols used in every religion and sacred literature all over the world. In these, we found that Hebrew Bible, the Kabbalahs of the Hebrews and the Chinese, the Hindu Vedas and Ramayana, and the recently discovered Egyptian Christian Bible called the Nag Hammadi are of immense importance in revealing lost knowledge. Wherever we looked, we found evidence confirming the claims by geneticists who have been conducting mitochondrial DNA research in four leading universities here in USA that all mankind came from sub-Saharan Africa, that Eve and Adam were black Africans. We say this because research conducted by French paleontologists led by Professor Michael Brunet revealed that Australopithecus, the direct ancestor of Homo erectus, the ancestor of Homo sapiens, or Adam, lived at the Nigeria Chad Basin 7 million years, predating Lucy and even her newfound ancestors by a whooping 2 to 4 million years. This again confirms what Igbo oral traditions tell us, that we did not come from anywhere, that we are autochthons, that we are children of evolution, the uncreated, the never been ruled, the kings and queens of the earth and its peoples. Thus, Igbo oral traditions confirm the findings of geneticists that by 280,000 BC, human evolution was interrupted and Adam, a hybrid, was created through the process of genetic engineering. However, our findings reveal that the creation of Adam was a downward climb on the evolutionary ladder because he lost his divine essence. He became divided, no longer whole or wholesome. All over Africa and in ancient Egyptian records, oral and written traditions maintain that Homo erectus people were heaven beings and possessed mystical powers such as telepathy, levitation, bilocation, that their words could move rocks and mountains and change the course of rivers. Adam lost all that when his right brain was shut down by those who made him, created him.
That was now that right there. Just sums it up in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. No diatribe. The brain had a malfunction that is pretty much known now as the left-right hemisphere. That's why they telling you now they can come back and bring back that species that was once a hybrid by just giving you the brain chip. Let's get it hot. Let's get it started. We are on the Helios Got our first caller, 1-877. We got 5554. We got 661. We going to bust y'all in one at a time. Hit you. 1-877. Might be driving. I don't know. 8554.
Okay.
There you go. Go ahead. Jump in now. Give me that 3-minute run.
Right. For me? Okay.
You can't talk?
Yes. I was thinking when you were playing the videos and talking, is that what the guys did, which is the government, they gave us, they really wanted to implement their plan. So they gave us cameras, they gave us electric cars, they gave us the crypto money, they gave us the internet, and now they gave us the vaccine to do multiple things, to populate and create fear and control. So I just wanted to say that we can, like you said, if the masses wake up, black folks wake up and just realize who are a part of this cult, because Enoch speaks that there are people the angels want to be gods. All in the Bible, they talk about the small gods. Mm-hmm. So let's just use our imagination and say, well, maybe these are really the gods. And the black politicians are following those particular gods, because the things that you talk about are the black politicians that we keep voting are a part of. Let's just say 75% of the black people woke up and got out of the Democrat Party. And why do I say that? Because of the fact that I'm not saying that the Republican Party, there's some of them that's really Democrats called winos are a part of that. But when you look at the odds of the greater evils, 100% of the Democrats are evil because they all fall in their gods. And then when you look at the Republican Party, it may be about 30%, you know. And so that's, This show is important, and it's important for us to continue to share this information as dialogue. And I want to also congratulate you and your beautiful daughters and their success. Much more success.
Much more. All right, we're going to put you back on mute and bring you back in. 8554. Thank you. It makes sense what you're saying in a way where, you know, you're looking at a policy that is hell-bent on keeping this, the two witnesses, corporate beings, religion and politics in place over us. Let's go to 8554.
All right, 3 minutes. Okay, let's go back to that damn Super Bowl, which was a distraction. Don't dismiss the Year of the Tiger thing. And the reason why I say this, because if you really looked at the game, the ram was sacrificed. No, the tiger was actually sacrificed to the ram. And the reason why I say that, because Odell Beckham Jr., the wide receiver for the L.A. Rams, went to LSU, the LSU Tigers. What happened to him during the game? He caught that first touchdown. Then after that second half, he came back, mysteriously got hurt, messed up his knee. And then they gave the MVP to that dude, Cup.
Yeah.
What is his family background?
Yes,
so we
got to
pay attention. Right, exactly. Didn't Julian Edelman get the MVP just a couple of years ago, one of the Super Bowls? I think playing with it's a Jewish name.
Yeah, Atlanta.
So now, when you were talking about the Spartans earlier, keep your eye on Draymond Green, who plays for the Golden State Warriors, and Jared Jackson Jr., that plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. They went to Michigan State. Magic Johnson, number one pick, I think it was back in 79. Number one pick for the Lakers. He also went to Michigan State. You know. It's a lot of layers of this, bro. Now we were talking about the article with the billionaires. Now, it was just like 40. They picked out 40 of them, but the whole number was actually 493 new billionaires that made money off the COVID thing.
That's a lot. Think about that.
That's a lot, bro.
And think about the names. I mean, it was like it was some India, some this, a little bit everybody, but mainly a lot of Chinese or Asian people. I was like, wow, this is, and of course Germany, which they just had to secure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That was
my last point before you, and my last point before
you go
to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
We know about, I ain't going to say we all know about the globalists. I always try, and I say this, and I try to apply this myself too. Keep your eye on your local government. I don't give a damn if they're Democrat or Republican. Your governors,
right.
Your mayors, your state senators, you know, that's continuing to push this whole COVID narrative. Just like here, example for Illinois, J.P. Pritzker, another billionaire. Matter of fact, his family owns the TransUnion Credit Corporation. So how does that? That's a whole different story. So
yeah.
Supposedly at the end of this month, he's lifted the mask mandate. But check it. He's lifting it, then it's not being lifted. It only applies to certain sectors of society. But as far as the schools, the jails and stuff like that, daycare centers, they got to continue wearing the mask. And a lot of the companies, he's basically saying that they have the call to whatever to wear the mask or not wear the mask. What I'm saying is to shut all this shit down, stop relying on these goddamn politicians. Like I said, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat.
Democrat.
The people have to start speaking out and fighting back. I'm not condoning violence.
Right, but I'm not saying that. I'm seeing that what we've been talking about is manifesting. It is a progression of people, and I must say through every sector is beginning to start to question. I mean, through the whole area I was in the below, it was white folks had on they saying the same thing, that they were tired of that mask. They thought it was crazy. There are a lot of blacks realizing that their vote was really a sacrificial vote because they really made us vote mentally. Many of our people voted blindly on this one, and what a caper. But yeah, you're right. Let me get some more calls on that one. 6661, 3 minutes, hit it. Three is powerful, y'all.
Hey, my brother, great day to be alive. In the words of our fellow Bonesman, just get your popcorn and watch it, because Draco's.
Yes, go ahead.
And this is New Egypt. And like I say, in anything we watch, even going back to Plato's Republic, I wrote a paper on it called Social Stratification. And I compared it, this existence that we live in is built upon Plato's Republic, philosopher kings, military, and the workers. And it's not going anywhere. And it brings to light many things, Canada and what's going on over there as far as martial law. And just to see a president call Trudeau and say, hey, you need to do more. So he implemented martial law. And as we see with martial law, you could take down cryptocurrency. People have been persecuted in their stores. This is another 1948. If you look at it, the brown shirt, they came, the lady with the gelato shop. Her store was, they wrote on her store, terrorists, and she lost business and so forth. So, I mean, it's just a replay. History always repeats itself. And these so-called millionaires and billionaires and comedians, even the jokers, the comedians have to play their part. We get caught up in the distractions amongst the Steve Harveys and all those comedians and all those people who are doing nonsense. Those are distractions. They get paid to do that. And then the politicians, Mitch McConnell, I'm not a racist by far, but his wife is Asian. So I bet you, he has a lot of Asian investments. So just to see him say we're gonna help the Democrats do their thing and bipartisan. I'm like, what are you looking at, Mitch? But I thank God for the sisters that we have who said there was no collusion. But we have to look at both sides of the wings, the rhinos, the secret agents. Thank God for Manchin and Sinema, because we will be, our kids' kids and their kids' kids will be in infinite servitude. So,
infinite.
Infinite servitude, because there's no such thing as free money. Somebody has to pay back the debt to the tiger.
Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah, beautiful thing there. Now, hey, we got to hit that real hard there, because really what you said is most of these people are having heavy investments because China was friendly nation status since Nixon time. We didn't even understand what that meant. Really, he gave China free reign to go hell. But then when you do the real research on the occult world, Sherman Mao went to Yale. He was probably
falling bones. And that was Mao went to Yale. You know,
Yale.
So that was the handshake. Say, look, we can give American businessmen the free reign to go take our business, not pay American workers. You can make all the money you want, but in the end, the debt has to be paid.
That's the
bottom line.
The debt has got to be paid. You got one more minute. You want to say some more? Go ahead. We got one minute. I'm going to 3364 next.
Yeah. Good. One more thing, man. Look here. And like you say, with the COVID, Brother Phil Valentine, he spoke about the ID, the COVID.
Yep.
We know it's some money. How they say you being tagged like pure game, you know, to bring you into the AI.
Yeah, AI.
We shall see. The AI God.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this.
Hotel.
I'm going to say this. That Bay Award yesterday in Washington, D.C., beautiful, beautiful. You can see the symbol of military people there. Everything was there. I mean, they had where Angela Stribling used to be on BET. She was the host. Beautiful, beautiful, still beautiful to this day. And a lot of the black engineers, everybody, get this straight. The black engineers are practically running all weapon systems and AI. They're all black, practically. I mean, huge, huge movers and shakers. Just look it up. And I'm telling you, something is happening. The young people are from all across the world at the same age group who are into anime. They are creating this virtual reality because, according to the gods, this was on Ancient Aliens. I went to the festival. If we replicate ourselves in the ancient religion, we will be called what, everybody? Avatars. And that's a god of India. Look it up. God of India. Avatar. 3364.
And where's your vice president from?
Hey, man. What's up, bro? You hear me?
Yes. Yes, bro. 3 minutes, Brother West. Hit it, baby. Hit it, brother.
Hey, with that Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? See, I look at the animals, man. The animals tell me a lot. So the zebras won that game, man. The zebras. Okay?
Oh,
there you go.
There you go. Oh, man, that's class.
Send me that thing about that sound thing opening up, man. I keep telling y'all the sound at night, man. This shit, fun to see this shit, man. It's a fun time to be alive, man.
They got it.
Another animal that's smart as hell, too, that's mixed with a horse and a jackass. You know which animal I'm talking about. The smartest one smart motherfucker, when he get tired, like all black people, we tired of the shit we going through. So me, I'm doing like non-compliance and do like that goddamn mule, man. Y'all don't know what a mule is, man? When a mule get fucking tired, the mule sit his ass down. And the farmer can't make the mule do shit, man. That's why I love Rosa Parks and that COVID and all the other lady. Okay? If you're tired of this shit, what they doing, sit your ass down and go outside and look at the sun. And the sun will tell y'all ass what to do, man. That lady that talked, man, about what we, the power we used to have, that was Sister Mumby.
No, it was Sister Catherine. I know she's from the continent of Africa. I ain't sure which country though. But yeah, I can send the link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please do that and the thing about sound, man, because. Right now, the way I feel, man, I'm about ready. Like I sent you a text, I'm about ready to get the fuck out of America, man.
Yeah.
Go somewhere, wherever.
Now,
go somewhere where it's all black, huh?
When you said that, I'm not making this up, man. When you said that, I watched the whole thing because that was crazy how she got, you know, they pulled the gun on her for this, that scene in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then right after that, the real news, I turned on the real news, and man, Africa, all like 8 countries in Africa are going to be the vaccination warehouse. They're going to make the vaccines in Africa.
Some countries run by the public, but the puppets that they're taking the shit. But you got also some countries that ain't going for that shit. Because one country, they sent the vaccine over there, and it was all expired. They pulled that shit out and told them damn devils to fuck out of their country with that shit, man.
But they ended up killing that dude. Remember, we had that show where they killed them 2 African cats who were saying they didn't want that in their country. They killed them. Then they killed the Haitian one. You didn't want it in the country.
Yep.
So we seeing what they're doing. They get us distracted. They get us distracted by not paying attention. Like, you paying attention. But you paying attention. But just think about it. Yeah. That was deep, though. That was deep.
And same thing with another distraction. They talking about this Ukraine shit. If y'all niggas falling behind that Ukraine, you stupid, okay?
Right.
It's a nigga that talk to me about some Ukraine. I call it you stupid, man. It's all a distraction.
I don't even know if you lucked up, because I have not met anybody that even know about Ukraine. When I say if I was to say something about the war, they don't know where Ukraine even at. That's what we have to do. That'll be a hell of a show. Show us Ukraine. I bet you, bro, it'll be a joke out this world.
And check this out, too. You talk about Trudeau. Canada. Yeah, Dr. Lee, I listen to a lot of smart people smarter than me. Dr. Lee say, that's Castro's son, man.
Yeah.
He showed a video with Castro hugging Trudeau, man. You said that's his son, man. The Jesuit.
Jesuit. I see. And remember, they said he had an affair with Margaret Trudeau. Margaret Trudeau is the mother of so-called Trudeau.
Yep.
And you got, she was with Castro in the 60s, all in Cuba.
Yes,
sir. Everybody. And it's a beautiful document. Yes. And just like Merkel, they say Merkel is Hitler.
They're saying Trudeau might be Castro's son.
Yeah, they've been saying that.
Yeah, that's what we just
said.
The smartest dude I seen, I just seen a little interview with him, is Byron Allen, man. That dude's smart as hell, man.
Yeah, Byron Allen.
You're a smart dude, bro.
Because
everybody got mad with him. He sued Comcast because they wasn't putting on his channels on there. That's what that was about, man. But he's a smart dude, man.
He got a lot. Let me get some more call. We have 3 minutes on this one. Let me go another one.
Yeah.
Let's go to 7696. You got on the Helios. Go ahead.
Hey, that's Dry Bones, Brother D, St. Louis.
What's up, Brother D?
Everybody's
love
doing?
D, man. Yeah,
I just wanted to make a comment on, like, the difference of these parties, the Democrat, Republican, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just feel up as a whole. See, we need to get up out them groups. And we need to sit down and really get some clear understanding. Like, we have to go to school as a nation to learn how to really survive and, you know, wade ourselves through these political parties and stuff like that. Because we ain't got it right. So we've been dealing with that too long, and we made no progress from it. So we need to get out of all them parties, all the church, all that shit, and really get some learning on what and how to really navigate through this the way it's set up, because somehow we ain't getting it, because if we still living and going through things the way we going through right now, somebody retarded. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting it. What they call it? Learning LD, learning disability. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got as a whole nation of people. We got to get out of them groups and really get some learning and sit down, and we have to really be passionate with each other as a people to really get a clear understanding on what we need to do to keep going in the future.
Now, let me ask you, because a lot of this, what you said, the re-education. Now, I tell all the black folks that I'll be talking with sometimes, say, look, my thing is independent. Just jump out the party. Jump out of both of them. Independent is already there for us. Boom. That'll be the biggest shockwave. That'll be the great awakening. It don't even take a gun, y'all. I hold y'all. I know y'all know the pen mighty.
The great awakening is in your brain.
Yeah, great awakening.
That's
the people.
Thing.
If the people don't, what you just said makes sense. I agree 100% when they talk about this party thing, because we too iffy. Jump out of all of them, everybody.
Look what it's called. A party. Fuck
it's a party.
I mean, I'm saying, in order to party, you got to have your shit together to even get to the party. So we at a party, we don't even know what the fuck going on.
We at the party. We on some hell of a
You got to have the shot to get into the party.
Exactly. No, but here's a go. I mean, I got some more coffee. I'm gonna take one more minute with this one. Here it is. Y'all in different regions. Everybody right now in a different. All the 10 regions. We in different regions. Almost experiencing the same thing in so many ways. We saying that basically the local phase of our people don't even know what the government doing. All allocation of money, man. I'm gonna tell y'all something. When y'all be sending me that stuff and we be going over and looking at it. Man, I be thinking sometimes these sitting back, man, this is crazy. We in the richest fucking country that the money they gave to COVID, just think about this, everybody. The money they gave to COVID could have given everybody, your kids, grandkids, everybody would have got a check for $500,000 and it would not have touched that shit. Still would not have touched that shit.
They had us, if we would have had our shit together, it was a setup. To where we can use them PPP loans if we was really about our fucking business.
Now we're getting caught.
Set up as a business, but there was a setup. We finna throw it out there and see how many people got their business together, because don't we always say we each and every person is a corporation?
That's right. And here
been,
we go.
If you've been living everything accordingly, PPP loan would have been yours anyway, because you always been conducting your life as a business.
And that's a true statement, because I told you at the beginning of this program, then we say it meant two entities. Entity was corporate beings. It said corporate beings. So that comes from the word corporal, which is a spiritual word. The corporal mind. So we got a lot of things that they teaching us that they didn't teach us. And then we got another generation growing up, man, even dumber, because the COVID vaccine was to dumb down that next generation. They did the numbers. 70% of the country, supposedly, that's a hell of a name. 70% of that Bible story, 70 years. See, 70%, there was not one thing mentioned that was supposed to be the cutoff point, 70%. So they know that. They got where they want that number to be. And now we're going to see what that 70% means. Because now the people have been 40,000 people have died without no news coverage from the vaccination. Without no news coverage.
And with the kids, with those masks and stuff, a lot of them are coming up with learning and speech impairments because of the mask. But just like here in Illinois, the judges and stuff knocked down a mask mandate. But the school system, like in Chicago, they still pushing the shit. Who runs the goddamn school system?
Because the unions. There you go. Let me go to
the unions.
Who
are the people who run the unions? That's my question is. Who are the people who run the unions?
They're the globals. Go ahead. I got one more call.
See, we the carry at the party. You know, we invited to the party so everybody can look and say, look at the food. You know what I'm saying? The blood is on us. That's all I got. We the carrier of the whole party. So
we the period. Yeah, we the pathogen. Now, the pathogen. Let me get another call. 3318, 3 minutes. 3318. Go ahead. You got three.
Okay, brother. I mean, you got some good callers out here, man. I appreciate you, bro. Hey, listen. The heartache is that you want to know who's running the school system. FEMA's running your school system. Not only is FEMA running your school system, you're looking at the Hindus, all right? Hindus are in charge of FEMA, too. Now, who set all that shit up? Jimmy Carter. You got to go look at what the fuck is FEMA. But how did FEMA really start? That's supposed to have been the civil defense. That was Harry Truman, 1950. And then everything that's taken place between the 1950s all the way up to 1976, that was the big hoax to what they were going to do to take away the civil rights votes from the black women, because it never admonished us as men of color that we might be able to have the Freedmen's Bureau. So to this day, everybody's still fighting for pennies. In the meantime, the globalists came in and they're running your whole motherfucking country now. If you can't see what's going on with the 501c4, that's no more than charity of other motherfuckers coming in, because the charity was take the shot. Now you take the shot, we make your children proletariats, because you motherfuckers don't know how to build nothing while you're in the colony. We're going to put you motherfuckers on the back road, and we're going to allow the globalists to come in and set up shop, a.k.a. corporation, independent business, while everybody was waiting, like my brother said, like everybody was waiting on these goddamn parties of the Democrat and Republic. If you notice, the private, they're not Democrats or Republicans. Or they're not Democrats or Republicans. So anybody that gets into the voting line, that shit's only for the public. The private don't get into the voting line. They govern their own affairs because the private don't need no motherfucking handout. They make the money because they're the producers. Conclusion.
Wow.
So you was right about the Bitcoin over there in Canada, in which I've been watching that shit. And those Canadians were saying, well, we're going to stand fast. And one motherfucker told them, yeah, you might think you're going to stand fast and get your entrepreneurship of people sending you money. But Bitcoin addresses is the easiest shit to follow who we're going to knock off. So that's up there in Canada is a play run to what they're going to do down here coming in the near future.
Woo! I don't know what else to say. I'd like to add, let me add on something to what my brother said, man. But he right, the corporation control the politicians, man. The politicians are the puppets for the corporation. And one more thing about this Super Bowl thing, man. Okay, did I send y'all about Bubba Smith in 1969? So they told him, told them to get the game up.
Yep.
In 1969, man. I was at that game, bro. And you know how much them tickets cost? $15, man. I was at two Super Bowls, that one and the one where the Raiders played the Packers down there in Miami, man. But he right, man. So
let me tag it like this. The heartache is they allowing every other fucking nation to come in here now because there's a fire cell in America because America ain't America no more.
Right. A Zillow.
We're still under the illusion that it's running the way it was when Big Mama and them and all that. This shit is totally different now. It's all changing before our eyes.
Right.
And we can't see the change coming. And we got to stand in line for the handouts. And that's how they get to govern us. We got to get out of the goddamn chair.
Hey, bro, could I add to what you say, too?
Go ahead. Make it brief.
Please do.
And add to what you say. Also, how they see that. All summer, my mom, beach. What's her name? Auntie Maxine came and lied before the people. Oh, I'm good. If you vote for me, I'm going to give you reparation. Reparation ain't even touch the people. But like I talk about the ism, and like the brother said, the ism, even Anthony Buckley said he was a liberal, right? But see, people don't know what the ism is. The ism is your ID, the own self-interest. You understand? Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Buzz. Finish.
No, it is
one more thing about that shot, man. I sent y'all about the whole thing about what that shot about. And the main thing they said is to get the sheeple into the megaverse, the multiverse. They say once they get you in that megaverse, your ass ain't coming out, man.
Right.
That's
coming out. Now, remember, we told you a long time ago. I said, you put the glasses on. It's going to be deep because the mind can turn, but the key word is avatar. They told you the movie. That's the dual reality that you claim.
And another movie that's coming out in May, watch out for that new Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
That's coming out. That's coming out, yeah. Okay, let's take a break right quick. Beautiful calls. Get ready. We're going to do West, sister, y'all in the money round because y'all put it in. Already, Wes, I told you that already. Now, many of y'all, this is how it works. All we asking y'all to do is cash in $5 because y'all got the link. I sent it out. Make sure some of y'all got it. Some of y'all rejected. If you want to get in, that's fine. Those who would get in, we'll get the round. So at 12 o'clock, we'll do the hot money. Those of you, if we can see your name pop up on the phones, let me know you put the money in. We'll do it. We're going to ask y'all questions. Stuff that y'all should know or should hear because you know facts matters. But it will be a fact. So let's make it happen. And that before we do that, I'm going to tell y'all, they do hate the money. It's a reason why. They don't want money they can't see. Because remember, they call it the watchers. Remember, the watchers. We don't take the esoteric out of it. The watchers. Whatever watching us was told they was going to watch us. From his, you just heard the lady say a hybrid breed was made from the breed that was from that
the
name.
Incunabula. The
yeah,
Incunabula.
Yeah.
The watchers.
The Incunabula.
The
watchers.
Incunabula.
Yeah, something's watching. And they watching your money.
Bitcoin is something that you've been interested in and supportive of. In fact, one can pay for a tour on Virgin Galactic up to the moon with Bitcoin. I think the Winklevoss twins have said that they would do exactly that. Do you think this is a currency that's really going to work eventually?
Well, I think it is working, and there will be other currencies like it that may be even better. But in the meantime, there's a big industry around Bitcoin, and you know, people have made fortunes out of Bitcoin. Some people have lost money out of Bitcoin.
Why was it important for you to give it sort of that stamp of approval, that endorsement, by saying to the Winklevoss twins, yes, you can pay for the ride of Bitcoin?
Because I'm not foolish. I mean, if people have got lots of Bitcoin and they want to go to space, I'd much rather they spent that money on our spaceship. Whether I keep this Bitcoins is another matter. But I'd much rather they spent that money on a Virgin Galactic spaceship than on, you know, Elon will be sending people to space one day on Elon's spaceship. So we'll grab the money while it's there.
Market economy will control its own interest rates. Guaranteed. It did before the Feds arrived, and it will after they're gone. And whether or not the Libertarian Party or someone else abolishes the Fed, it's a moot point. Because cryptocurrency is coming. I promise you, it may or may not be Bitcoin, it may be something else, but it is coming. It is like the Pandora's box that has been opened. You will never get that idea back in the box. And when it comes, the Fed will disappear. The paper money will be gone, and the world will be in crisis for a while. It's the absolute truth. Governments will not be able to collect income taxes because there will be no record of any income for anybody. It will be a very, very strange state of affairs, but it is coming. And when it does, shortly thereafter, there will be no Fed. It cannot exist in the world of cyber currency. I mean, we're in the world of digital transactions and the digital glue that holds everything together. Do you think that paper money or gold standard has any meaning whatsoever in that world? It does not.
I want to ask you, which of the areas in technology right now are you most intrigued about from an investment perspective?
Okay, well, I think it's Bitcoin.
Bitcoin?
I think it's Bitcoin because I think Bitcoin really has the potential to, it and other virtual currencies, have the potential to transform the world pretty much the way the internet did way back when. It's a way of all finance, all commerce, all everything can be transformed by Bitcoin. And it's like one abstraction past where we are today. So it used to be we'd trade shells for services and then it moved to gold for services, and then it was a note that says, I'll pay you gold for services, and that's when it started to get more
okay,
and more
Okay, Tim,
abstracted.
Let me ask you, do you think it's Bitcoin in its current form as a currency, Bitcoin, or is it the technology behind Bitcoin that will eventually survive?
Well, it turns out in any industry there's always some movement, and there's a possibility that there are other types of coins that become more prevalent, but most of the entrepreneurs, most of the Boost companies, my son's Boost incubator, most of those companies are all building their infrastructure around Bitcoin.
The need to move money from place to place, the cost of doing so, the overhead, as you put it, makes me think, believe it or not, of Bitcoin, because some people have said, hey, Bitcoin is the answer to those problems. Are you a believer?
Well, Bitcoin is exciting because it shows how cheap it can be. Bitcoin is better than currency in that You don't have to be physically in the same place. And, of course, for large transactions, currency can get pretty inconvenient.
For large transactions, it can get inconvenient. So, again, is pirating, are they getting us through Canada? Canada is experiencing seizure of cryptocurrency right now. Many of you in the United States believe that cryptocurrency, I see it definitely still to be here. I don't know what's going to happen after they do collapse the United USA or Jerusalem, because, you say, the beneficiaries have to be paid. And guess who's going to be paid? How many of y'all know that the mask comes from Islam? The mask. The mask of the people comes from Islam. Go look it up.
Yes, sir. And also the symbolism is they want people. The symbolism, when you put that mask on, they want your ass to be quiet. Don't say shit.
Quiet.
Get in line.
That was the whole thing. That's why Islam did it. It was degrading of the human person to not be able to have facial features to be seen. Then one of the imams decided that in one of those so-called events they have over there, that it'd be best for women to put it on as well. And from that time on, from the man and the eunuchs to the women, is what you see today. It's for control, because we cannot see you. You're not even, all we see is your eyes. And that is a very deep concept. It was done by magicians. I got the book. Y'all be sending some stuff. There's a book called The Magicians. That's what all there was, the magis, and even the women were magi magicians. And they weren't human, they claim. They say they weren't human. This is what they're going to say. Now, think about what they're asking us to do, everybody. If they're saying that gold and silver, if you heard this, what the man said, gold won't even be needed. Now, mining is in this operation supposedly be a Bitcoin. It's called mining. What are they mining? I don't know. Electricity? Could it be electricity?
Yep.
I know it takes a lot of electricity. To run that shit, man. A lot of terabytes.
Whose electricity is we trying to tap into?
Because, dry bones. They looking for that light. You know that light that Dr. Laella Oscar said is inside your mind. That's what they mine for. That light.
Yeah.
That's the light. That's the goal. That's the mine they talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate mine.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Let your light shine among men.
There you go.
Drive on. That's the reason for the smart meter.
Yeah.
You could be limited to how much power you can pull out.
Yeah.
So that's why people are getting additional generators on their houses. And Dry Bone, you heard him say the elimination of taxes? The elimination of tax on this land, as it was known, because the new tax is the carbon footprint, a.k.a. carbon tax. You breathe, you pay. And thank you, Dry Bones, that you helped me out understand what the evangelicals is, because if you look that up, like you said, it really was not the Great Awakening or the Protestant movement. It was the Catholics sending their agents in to guide them all the way back home to Catholicism, Inquisition. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah, but you got to expound on that smart meter, man. See the smart meter, what it do, it pulsates, man. It pulsates and vibrates, man. And if you walk close to that smart meter, it can take your energy, man. It'll get into your, mess up your whole heartbeat and your whole circadian rhythm, man. So he right about that smart meter. If you got one on your house, get that motherfucker off, man.
Yeah, they'll charge just a briefly. It does work, because we had that happen. It's not a hell of a charge. They'll come out for the charge, take it off, and they'll put it back on. What's the name on there?
Hey, Dry Bones, did you read that article I sent you the other day about Idaho? They're working on the bill now to have gold and silver as their foundational economy standard.
Right. Now, that's the best. Hold on.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Hold on. Because we're going to start, I'm going to have to start muting y'all in a minute. That's the problem right there. If the governments are saying this is the standard of money, there's going to be a battle over this, over gold and silver and precious metals, over a currency that, now, you heard what the man said. I'm asking y'all, did you not hear what he said? Well, when it happens, it's going to be a big problem, a turmoil, a serious turmoil. It could be for that 3.5 years that they be talking about. Because in our time, for it to go off, and y'all heard the cyber attack, if your bank and y'all can't get nothing, but they don't have to shoot no weapons no more, everybody. It's technology.
That's right.
All they got to do is just, they did it to Texas, through the grid, Hold on, one more thing. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, I've experienced FEMA firsthand through Hurricane Andrew, firsthand. Actually, I experienced it before the whole country because FEMA was used for the first time in Florida during Hurricane Andrew. You right? Remember that, Brother West? Brother G was here? Y'all remember
yes, sir.
FEMA?
Yeah.
My martial law was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We could not go into the neighborhood without having ID, and they was not playing. When they came, they made it clear, you mess with us, we shooting y'all. And that was the way. And everybody became peaceful. Everybody became peaceful. That's the first time I've ever seen love amongst all ethnic groups. I'm not making this up. So FEMA is very powerful. They are controllers of the whole country, actually. FEMA is the controlling factor of this whole country. That's why you got 10 regions. FEMA is the reason why you got 10 regions.
Hey, my man.
Go ahead.
This is what I got to say in part, man. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
With this 5G that's finna kick online, okay, check this out now. Most of these new cars run off of 3G. Your onboard diagnostic computer run off of 3G. When they crank this 5G up, a lot of vehicles going to be all fucked up, man. Your car going to stall if you got these brand new cars. I'm telling you, a lot of people, they hide that shit now, but it's Ukraine and stupid other shit. But once that 5G kick in,
that's facts.
A lot of cars going to be stalling, man.
This is what they just said on the news, not our news, but just news out there about GM and all them. They have said that the government was working on how to stall cars of people who were anti-government. So you know your car got a chip. The only cars that don't got chips now, I think it's like 1970 and early 80s.
Yep.
After that, they got even them trucks that's in the 90s got some type of diagnostic chip in them. But all I can tell you is that's a fact. Now, when this happens, it has to happen during a period of turmoil for political purposes. Let me go to 7. Got one more call. Let me go to 7. 7427. You got 3 minutes. We're gonna make sure everybody keep it cordial so we can keep everybody in there. Go ahead. 7472. 7472. You got your hand up. You in the car? Can you hear me? If not, I'll put you back on mute. Okay. Now.
Hey, did you hear about that ship the other day? With the Volkswagens, those other cars are mysteriously caught on fire.
No, I did not hear that one.
I was thinking about something. I got an email because I have a Volkswagen. I got an email from them the other day. True story, saying that that they're getting ready with certain car. A lot of their cars now, they're getting ready. Send out a new app to update that, what you was talking about with the 3G and everything. I don't know what's going to happen, but that's going to happen soon.
Yeah, because the cars, man, I'm going to tell you, I drove that Volkswagen 4x4, a beautiful one, and, man, you can't even, it got sensors all over the place. So even your car is actually pretty much giving you some type of radiation from the 5G if it's going to be, because the whole chassis, I hope y'all notice, in order for your car to have transmission, Brother West, you can collaborate. Your chassis got to have a transmitter for it to be able to hit the chassis and go into the car. So your chassis already are bringing in the vibration, and then it goes to the chips and to the wires to the console. So basically, you already. That's why I never use my. People say, why you don't ever use it? I don't use my phone. I don't use my phone in the car. It's crazy. You're getting serious radiation.
Yep. Do not fuck with that Wi-Fi in there. No.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Yeah.
People do it. That's their right to do. They got the right to do it. But that's the fact that it can jack your ass up. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I know a sister that's, she got a pretty well 2000-something car. That car be tearing her ass up because she EMS assistant. That car be tearing her ass up, man. And I keep trying to tell her how to do it. You got to, if your car attacked your ass now, you got to, take a wire from the seats, from the coil in the seats, and run that ground wire to your chassis or your frame, and then short that shit out and take that shit directly to the ground, man. That's how you do it with this shit when you're hitting your
You better open up a shop, dude, and tell somebody how, because many people don't know that, and the car dealerships today that you deal with on our area and your area, they ain't about to tell you that. Cause I guarantee you, see how much that costs to do, because there's people who don't realize that your car is transmitting a high frequency on you, and because they want you to do all this stuff to get your car. Think about the older people, y'all. They gonna be weaved out. I hate to say it like this, because they ain't got no knowledge about how it's being. Like you said, Brother D, Big Mama's way of holding on to money ain't no more doing that no more. Y'all said it earlier. You just heard the Fed, the Federal Reserve, y'all, should be ashamed that many people don't realize they do. Like, I ain't saying y'all don't, but people don't realize that that money is offshore pirating. The Federal Reserve is offshore pirating cartel. They're not part of the United States. And, brother, you've been mentioned earlier about how the money thing and the corporation, they already say we dead anyway. We dead at sea. They already said that. This is in your Latin dictionaries about money. We dead at sea. Look it up. And that's why the Holy See, the Vatican, is about to decree something on everybody. That y'all, I don't know if y'all look at Vatican law or not, but it's ruling America. And it's all
you
going
on it,
to
brother.
Be, yeah, it's ruling America.
You on it.
And right now, they see what's happening. And so Wi-Fi, look what they about to do. Y'all about to sacrifice the children to the God of the petty. They say all children, it's all in commercials in New York. I just came from there. I just watched it on. They want to get 5-year-olds a shot. 5G. You just said it. 5-year-olds.
Hey. And the reason why. The reason why, because these babies come in the world, they was the last one seeing God. They come from heaven. They got more power than we got, because they was the last one talk to God to make that contract to come down here.
I'm going to say right this. It makes sense. Yeah, hold on, give it, because I want to get this started. You go next. You next, brother. I watched a thing on witchcraft about the God of what we worship, the Diana. It said that Sandra Bullock was on Ellen. They put a penis of a young baby. They when the circumcision, they take the skin, and they got facials called the penis facial. I'm not making this up.
Yep.
And because the DNA, and they also taking the umbilical cords, taking the fresh stem cells, and making all of the so-called, because that's where the DNA of what y'all say is God is at. Divine nature Adam. Divine nature Adam is DNA.
I want to say right there with you, Dry Balls. Yes. And that's why if they can destroy the RNA, DNA in the children coming, these children now can be surrogates to whatever they want it to become.
That's right.
Proletariat. That's
right. Proletariat. Now, the word proletariat is a deep word, y'all. That's part of the whole Emancipation Proclamation, all that, the Plato's Republic, that's all in that word is deep. Now, let's go with that poetry, because what better place to get it is the children. You get the children for the next phase, and man, oh man, why do you think the teachers' union want that? Because the teachers' union is part of the corporate structure to brainwash your kids. You need to have them young. You know, most people get brainwashed when they're young. When you get older, you start to wake up. You no use to the revolution. See, the revolution is feeding off the young. Y'all should know that too, because all of us who joined anything, we all did it when we was really young, especially the gone.
Hey, you see, hey, Dry Bones, you see how these children is when they got that tapping in their hand?
Yes.
They sit there and be gone. And you touch them or do anything, it's like a demon in their ass.
They already tapped
you
into that.
You take that phone out their hand, they have a fucking fit.
Same thing with these grown people with these video games.
Yeah.
And it's Facebook and shit. It's the same symptoms.
Every group. Same symptoms. Because people are hooked on social, the word social media, and we did a little talk. Social media links to socialism. So that's why they had to put the word social in it. They knew exactly what they was doing. when they did this. And they also knew that it has been done before. See, they knew that levitation, you heard what they said. See, they remembered how it was to be able to do that.
Yes, sir. That's why I'm on a mission to get back to where we was back then, man.
Yeah, that's what that's a mission.
Oh, we already got the levitation.
Now, that takes money, though.
I'm telling you, telekinesis.
What you're saying. I understand. It makes sense, but I'm talking about there's a bigger physical group that is thinking like you are, who got the money to go in there. Why do you think they picked Africa? I hope y'all looking at Africa right now, because I told you they the ones that are going to make the vaccines for the MIA, going to be seven countries in Africa that are going to have plants built for them to make vaccines to kill who?
Yep.
So this how deep this is.
To kill themselves.
Yeah, this how deep this is. This how deep this is. They built it right in Ethiopia. I hope my man, listen, Sean Kennedy, please come on. Ethiopia, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
Ethiopia is the one who gave the charter to do it. Look it up. It just happened this week.
Yep.
To kill.
And drive on.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Jump in.
We the last of the gurus trying to wake up the family, a.k.a. the sisters, who's coming after their embryos. And if they don't take heed of what we're trying to share with them, because like you said,
right.
Man, the bitch guy, she ain't playing, man. She's about to motherfucking consume all the children.
No,
and the
word
proletariat is that, yes, the proletariat means that you are so poor, you have nothing else to offer but your fucking bloodline, your children.
Yeah.
That's what proletariat means.
Yes, that's why I say the petties. You're giving your kids to the petty. And most people going to recognize this because it's in the occult language. This is occult language because it's not taught in school. Never going to be taught in school, ever. What you learn, any of y'all, never will be taught in school, ever. Because we didn't know that, but they were part of our programming to teach us everything wrong. I watched the show. We're going to jump into another part of our history, which is unbelievable. I watched the show. And it was a cowboy show, and it was showing how it named all the Native American tribes throughout New York State, and they were going through the thing, and it was named all. I mean, the whole country's named after Native Americans. I mean, maybe after people already here. I mean, you name it, it's everywhere. So I said, man, it's crazy.
The true Confederacy. That's what it really.
Yeah, but when I seen it, dude. They named one of the regiments. I forgot the name. Dude, I was looking up. Dude, man, I don't know how we can do this to ourselves. They could never got those, all that wagon train shit that you be watching, wagon train. And they were the Buffalo soldier was ahead of them, knocking them off so they could come through.
Yep. And they basically killing their own people, man. That's us.
Well,
I saw this.
That was the F troop. That was the F troop.
That was the F troop. Right,
the
F troop.
They was working. They was niggas. It wasn't all that shit we thinking about. They was a bunch of mixed motherfuckers. It wasn't no black, no white.
No.
It was a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And Seminole.
Just like what's going on right now.
They're all
working together. You know
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying? Them tribes and them people ain't lost no money. They haven't lost nothing. And they still in power, the hidden hand, or however you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? We need to sit down and go to school as a group people. I'm talking about starting in your home. We got to wipe, our memory card. We need a new memory card to redo
now, that's
everything we've been taught.
Yeah, it's been rebooting.
Yeah.
Brother West, brother D, all y'all online, we're gonna start asking y'all some questions. Because if that's the case, we rebooting. And and with the virtual
reset.
Now this virtual reality gonna happen. It's a real thing. See, if we were to actually teach our people the real history and let them see the dynamics of it, it'll be a reset. Because what's happened now, we believe in a lie. Everything is being told to us, not fact. Like you said, F true. Imagine if everybody knew from the beginning. You have more. You would have at least a different understanding of how we was a major factor in America. Major. factor. So if you let yourself be told you're a slave all the time, I'm a slave, that's brainwashing. Even though there was slavery, but if you don't tell me there's other black folks from the Middle East is over here, there's black folks from Egypt over here, there's black folks from all the, during the time of the Civil War, everybody, let's look it up. They have brought all the people from the East, started coming here with the mystics. And like the mystical schools came in first. That's a fact. Paschal Randolph, he was a mulatto. So he was like a Creole.
Yep.
All of them were advisors to Lincoln. Lincoln was said to be a Creole. So we know that's happening. But here's the problem. How are we going to believe it if we're going to be saying this ain't our country? And because Africa is saying one thing to us, and then this is saying different, it's two hemispheres. And which one been cut off? We have cut off a part of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to recapture here in the West. Now, let's get it on. Y'all ready? Before we take this break, we got to take one more break. I want y'all who going to Cash App. We got two already. $5. Y'all know the number. I ain't got to tell y'all. Cash App, and we put you in the game. And we'll make sure it's going to be a good one. How much can y'all lose? Nothing. $5 to get 100? Come on. All you got to do is answer the talk where facts matters. We can't have some way to think. My goodness. Let's make it happen, y'all. We got another half hour to go before we get to the cash hour. So we're going to make it happen with y'all on this line. Let me get some calls that have been holding for a long time. See what I got. We got some new ones here. We got a whole line of callers jumping up here. I'm going to go from the bottom, from the top to the top to the bottom. 0925. 0925.
What's going on, Dabone? You know, as always,
You must have heard me call you, man. I said, where's Sean Kennedy?
Yeah, my man. I know you can't tune in. Now, I'm sitting here just listening to you all the time, but sometimes because I be, like, in Starbucks and doing work and moving around.
I got you. Go ahead. You want to lie?
You know, when you mentioned Ethiopia, I just want to say this. Every last leader in most of the country, most of the regions, they were already here in universities in America going to CIA schools. So anything that's being done by Western influence, as they say, is based on their puppets, their microchip people. Because the most people that go to the the CIA schools, they get microchips. And so if any time they de facto themselves, they can just switch and blow the
brain. Go ahead, keep going.
So in that sense, what they're doing with Ethiopia with the conflict, because it's only so much I can speak because of the situation, and then I got family over there.
Right.
So
I'm
a soldier, so I can't, I got to, got to fight the battles that you can win.
Yeah. You know how we feel. Just give me what you know how we work. So just tell us how it was discreetly how it's going. Let me ask about those countries, because, I got what God says, I got you, that have now want to make vaccine plants. They're going to actually build plants to make the vaccines in, I think, 6 or 7 of those African countries. What's your thoughts on what you're hearing about how that's going down? Anything?
Well, I'm going to say this much. For most of the countries over there that's in poverty, you know, they got the white Jesus belief, but you can't convince them to take no goddamn vaccine.
Right.
That's why majority of people in Africa ain't even messing with the vaccine. They don't give a damn. If you offer them money and they ain't got no food to eat, they fuck it. We don't want it. Like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessary for that continent. You know what I mean? It's more so for everybody else, but I mean, everything that they're doing is written in the Bible, but the part that they're trying to race against is that they lose. Because everything they put in their technology, and they're only doing this for survival. And they can't kill everybody and off, because if they were successful of killing every black man, this planet would disintegrate on its own. It won't be no life. Black women can't sustain it. Only the black man got that much power. So that
means globally. You mean globally the black people, the Pacific people?
Because
you say black, because melanated is a 3/4 of the earth is melanated. Let's just say almost 80% of the earth is melanated. So, I mean, so how do we take that to be? If give me your, because I know the Bible story is pretty deep with, like, saying the whole world, which we're not just talking about America, we're talking about the whole world when we deal with the Bible. It's like a globalist book too. It's like, everything's involved if you don't go along with it. So we think the world, when you say they want to kill off black, I don't think they want to kill off all blacks at all. I don't, because a lot of blacks are in the military and control top positions in the military and through AI and through different things that in the financial world. I mean, like, a lot of black women and men are undercoverly not seen, but are major players in the financial collapse if the computer system go down, because a lot of blacks are in computers. This is it's unbelievable. I never even realized how much military blacks are in are computer analysts.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people that, black people that was in the military and certain programs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
they need blacks. So they need whatever it is needs us, or we need itself, because they're not going to. I just don't think they want to kill off all of us. I just think they want to kill off.
No,
a
they wish.
Part.
They wish. I'm not saying they can.
Okay.
But they wish.
They can.
But
the
only problem is, if you look at technology, white people have not invented nothing. Just because they introduce something doesn't mean they're the creators of it. Like Valley and Thor, he came in the 50s during Truman time, and he stayed in the Pentagon for, I think, 5 years, right? And he was introducing a lot of technology. So, even people like Bill Gates, this asshole on TV talking about, the pandemic wasn't worse. But there's another one coming. Like, how the fuck he knows something else is something? And then he got the smirk on his. You know what I mean? I'm just like, damn, this dude. Man. I mean,
he said
how, I mean, put it like.
Yeah, yeah, he said.
All you gotta look at.
we got to know who our enemy is, period. Right. As a black man, we got to know who our enemy is. Because I think we so attached to white people that no matter how cruel they are, most black people just ask them to be treated fair. Nah, they have to go. If you don't want to, people don't want to imagine a world without the white people, like what we existed before they existed, but we got so attached to them that we're like, some of us is doing everything they can.
Now, would that be, now are we saying it to Harvard? Because, you know, we just heard that lady speak earlier about, and a deep way of putting it is, okay, if something was here, let's just say that for the sake of argument, the mitochondrial DNA, the woman, man, whatever species made from a higher thing, and then something happened to man where they say the brain and the hybrid came out of this. Okay, so that hybrid, turn leprosy. Or could it be the leprosy thing that we're talking about? Or could it be something that black skin pigment deteriorated it? Because somewhere down the line, we're dealing with that gorilla, white gorilla. That's the real. They believe that the albino, just like the albino bull, the albino...
Dry bones.
All that albino stuff has significance.
Dry bones. It might be them entities on the other side of Antarctica or whatever going on over there. It might be those entities.
You never know.
Let me say this about this.
Don't nobody talk about that. I know that weapon and all that. They keep going over there having them secret meetings in Antarctica for what reason and with
for
who?
For what reason?
Like they doing the ritual or like who they talking to?
Y'all hold tight. I got other callers. All y'all who've been on the line, y'all gonna hold. I got other callers coming in. Go ahead, okay. Make your last point so I get another caller.
In Antarctica, there are cities with the extraterrestrial beings who always been here on this planet. They just we can't mix in with the humans. And when you say hybrid, that means the higher bred. Meaning, if I was an angel here and I got a woman pregnant, then that child would have my genes. But if I had 48 chromosomes and I got with a woman with 46 chromosomes, it's a chance that child could be Down syndrome with 47 chromosomes versus 48 or 40.
So that's happening. So that's basically happening because we see people got Down syndrome and we see that people have abnormal babies. Let me get some more calls because that's deep stuff.
That's what sickle cell about, man.
Yeah, what's up, man? I told you to call me, man. We had a good one last week. Go ahead. Keep it going. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't hear you good.
Take it back to what the brother said. I just think that we've got to be aware that some benevolent beings definitely coexisting with us on this planet. But so far, they've been showing their favoritism towards this Caucasoid. You know, they've allowed them to rule for the duration of time. Maybe that time is up as we tend to talk about it, but... As far as advancement and weaponry, they've been given the edge over the melanated people on the planet. And we need to understand the beings that support them, is that intentional in terms of their benevolent reactions towards those of melanated, you know? Now we have this issue coming up of the Indian people starting to insert themselves or those who are the natives of these lands. We need to know what was their purpose, because they themselves had to appear from somewhere, and what was their governing principles for their existence? Because they just came and just took this land, you know, from them. The Africans themselves, were comfortable where they were at, but again, who was the species that crossed entangled it? I mean, the flotilla, y'all look it up, was recently found. And it's in Alabama, where they actually raided a part of Africa and stole some Africans that settled in a part of Alabama, which they called Africa Town, right?
Right, right.
So here's the strange esoteric thing of it. We have a Tariq Nasheed now who's pushing this native aboriginal paradigm or narrative. He's from Alabama, and I'm curious as to why he did not even add that into his body of work in terms of documentary, because that's a real story. They actually found the ship. It was the last slave ship that raided Benin, Africa, and brought slaves to Alabama. Mm-hmm. It's called the Clotilda. Look it up. The descendants are still here. They recently, but guess what? Black America or African America have been very negligent in being astute students of history. And our griots came through. They got access to information. They developed a narrative. No one said it was full truth. However, from what the data that they gathered at that time, they came up with a narrative that was close to what they were seeing. Now that we're going to change it again, we got to definitely be accurate.
Right.
I think the whole issue of taking the stance of going counter to Africa, I can go back to the Greensboro Four. Those black men were descendants of slaves that were brought from Barbados that actually outnumbered the Indians in North Carolina. Look that up, the Greensboro Four themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the history of what took place in terms of displacement of Native Americans and the African war. The numbers came. The numbers began to flip, but to the point where they entered the word Negro, because at that point Africans were slaves were being bought at enormous amounts into that region. But the descendants.
Let me ask you something, because I got we talked about that before. Now, because remember, they got all the islands out here, the Bahamas, Nassau. I mean, we can see there's plenty of islands that have a complexion of the same complexion of the people on the mainland. So how do we take that you bring in another group from another part of the country, you still end up fighting the main people, no matter what.
What?
You still end up fighting the main people.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that these benevolent beings that actually sought to be, because when you start naming, going back into the narrow tablets, and those realizing slavery or some form of servitude was part of their governing principles, the structure, even on supposedly off of Mars, off of other planets.
Right.
They actually,
that's what he brought that.
The Anunnaki and things of that nature.
Yeah,
when you go deeper, you get to see that this goes
deeper
than just...
they end up in Africa. They end up, remember now, they did not say that the aliens did not end up in Africa. They said the aliens, according to words, is a script, but you drive. You kind of loud. Because you got three. Okay. Yeah, I'll bring you back in, but you kind of like driving. They never said that the Anunnaki landed in Europe. It said no. It said landed in South Africa, where metallurgy, the weaponry, first weapons found was in that continent or that line of weapons. Because again, there's weapons all over the earth, but there's been proven that weaponry has been out there. So obviously, they had to want to kill animals and kill each other eventually. That's how. And now let's go to the white man with the Bible. Didn't Yahweh or God or God of gods or whatever Jesus names, didn't he say that if Cain's descendant, don't touch him? So you just ask yourself why nobody can touch him. And he said, nobody touch him. I'll deal with him and their kind, whatever it is. And I'll be the one. So that could be the reason why white folks seem to be in your psyche and unable to be touched, because it's there as clear as day that you're not going to be able to touch Cain.
He's marked. Yeah, God said he'll mark him. Hey, can I tell you about this epiphany real quick, and I'll get out the way. I'm thinking about Obama being a slick ass mouth. I ain't gonna cuss, a slick ass joker. You know what I'm thinking? All this thing, why they got that thing in Africa with them laboratories?
Wow.
They don't turn America itself, all these people, into Henrietta Lacks. They got all our blood works over there. They're going to come over with vaccines over there behind us. I'm done.
That is deep. They got
you're right, man.
Of...
like Amos say, we got the DNA, man. Even when you were talking about circumcision, they took the meat off that circumcision, and that shit started growing, man. We got the secret, man. Like Amos said,
and every time you
secret,
go in the hospital,
the
don't they pull your blood?
Yeah, they pull your blood, and we want them to pull that blood because you be saying what's in it, and they could tell you all. That's why medicine don't want to heal you, because they can see if you low on iron, they can see if you low on this. They don't teach that, they don't want to treat that because it keeps you healthy. So that's one of the reasons why medicine is very slick and smooth. But let's go with what you said about the white this white thing, because again, I tell people all the time, you can't touch them. It seems to be in our psyche, but when you go and look at the schools of thought. And look at all the nations that lady said in their Bible. It say that somebody was enslaved first.
Yeah.
So if they were enslaved first, if they enslaved first, now, I'm trying to get this in my head. If this is where our black folks get me now. how come we don't never talk about them being enslaved? I mean, wouldn't that just break the myth all together that white folks were enslaved first? I think right then and there, it'll be pretty much over with this debate. Because how did they get to become the one that was first? Shall we last and first? I don't know, because it does not make sense how they were able to be. The whole word slave is Slavic. Ain't got nothing to do with black folks other than ye was enslaved. That's the bottom line.
And that's the whole deal, man. That's why they mad with us, because we had the ass of slavery first.
Okay, now.
Okay, that's why.
Is that normal, though? Okay,
yeah.
If somebody had your family enslaved, Brother West, let's be honest. You found out somebody enslaved your grandmama and still got your cousin enslaved, and you ain't going to be mad at their ass?
Right. But the end game is, man, like me and my man Sean Caddy talk, they time is up, man. Anything they try to do against us, go backfire, man.
Hey,
backfire on their ass.
All right. I don't know if it's black folks, what they doing, but go ahead, Brother Caddy. I want to get y'all view on this, because it seems like China, I think somebody said earlier, China, and Brother Caddy, I'll let you hit it on this one, then ask y'all some questions. Ain't China, I think we paying China for the debt, ain't we?
Right. That's what we told.
Right. Now, even though I looked it up, the people who should be getting most of the money is the one who gave you the charter to be a country, and that would be Morocco. I bet Morocco getting all kind of money from America. I bet if we look it up.
Oh, yeah.
How about we do that one day? It's funny, man, because they got us believing crazy stuff. They got us believing crazy shit today. Go ahead.
Now, here's a twofold question, right? If I told you that the ancient Egyptian civilization existed for 100,000 years before it fell to where it is now, does that change all of history? Because of the timelines don't match up now? You can't say 6,000 years ago when this kingdom was going for 94,000 years before that 6,000 years came.
Right, everything. I agree. It does, because to me, if you always telling me history 6,000 years, and then we got the, in our mind, y'all said four, everything I learned was 400-year curse on black people in supposedly America. And it made a lot of sense to me, because I'm thinking, okay, but I didn't realize it was Negroes, black, let's just call for the sake, colored people already here. So I'm thinking that, wait a minute.
Yep.
How we get brought over here if it's people already here, and then say we're in a 400-year slave thing, and then I find out 400 years is so minute in history. We take this 400 years and add it like it's God to our history. 400 years. Well, 400 years ain't that long ago, and after that, after 400 years, I find out black folks is ruling the seven seas, major pirates. Also wrote the Magna Carta with the British to bring the slave ships over here. I'm saying to myself, why are we leaving out major nautical real deal shit that proves that black folks is on the same goddamn plane as white? Ain't no
drop bomb.
There is no white people over us.
Drop
now,
bomb.
Here's another thing, too, drop bombs. Like, when we say the white race being created, meaning that, okay, you have recessive genes, like every fourth generation, albino comes in. Now, if the white man was created by us, the question should be asked, who is the mother of the white race?
Well, they say
it'd be the black woman.
Right, but they don't deny it. They're not denying it. They just told you that the mitochondrial DNA, they ain't denying it. It's all on the History Channel. They saying it. What they do is they show you illustrations, though. They could tell you the truth and lie at the same time. Here's what a lie. They told you where it comes from.
Right.
But the picture going to look like them. So that's going to throw your psyche off, because you're thinking that, hey, I thought you said it was Africa. They ain't going to tell you the whole story, So the common sense for us is that we've been sitting here thinking that it's us. We should already knew that was a lie. That's by now, 2000.
Yeah, man.
There's no way we should be thinking that the white man just got in Africa easily. I mean, it shows that we got sex going all the way up into these bloodlines. You just heard that they said that the Catholic Church made agreements, that became the King Jesuits, with Marco Polo as the adversary. They've made agreements to stop that shit. And then they don't show you Marco Polo. Isn't that strange? But you wear polo shirts. It's amazing. Marco Polo was the main one that had the silk trade, which they're in agreement with today. Marco Polo.
It is very true.
I mean,
main thing is.
So we initiated them. Hold on. Did we initiate them? The question I'm asking all y'all before we go into the high noon. Did we initiate these individuals? Because you all know being in the craft, no one's going to teach you this freely. You got to get initiated. So hold on.
That's why they
There you go. There was initiation. Now,
Mary's son. The protectors of Mary's son. That's what they told Mason that they free,
yeah.
And they round to protect Mary's son. But they only had 3 degrees of the 9 that we have, and they 3 degrees is person, places, and things. And they can't go outside of that.
Okay.
Everything's in job, money, family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All everything's in threes for them.
And they got hit in the head. Now, being hit in the head, wouldn't that represent the conscious level that the lady spoke about earlier being destroyed? Something where man, our beginning, if we were these black folks, our beginning of subconscious, they say it could have been. They claim aliens came in, which means meteorites had all these microbiological things that would come out of space, hit the earth, and grew everybody. Now, this is some deep stuff. This is where you get your Loch Ness Monster. This is where you get the Blue Lagoon. This is where you get your mermaid. All these stories, because what grew, they claim, was a microcosmic of astrological dust. Now, y'all look it up. Y'all sent it to me. I'll go look it up. And they say the dust created some type of real deep. That's why I say underneath the earth. They say the further they go to beneath the earth right now, the closer to the sea, they say they probably see a whole new world of animals. This came out their own mouth. This was scientists from all over the earth was admitting that they was looking for stuff. And they said they seen different beings. Now, this is what they say. I go along with listening like y'all do.
When you say mermaid and all that, dry bones, the ones who still live in those, they are in the center of the earth. Because there's a world in there.
Right.
So
he's
right on that.
Right. They said that if we get closer to earth, we would see everything that was locked in. Because they're saying something about, that's where that sound thing came in, Brother West. Because they said that to escape, they needed the sound to change. That's what it said. They said it can't escape because something happened in the universe where cosmic change, the harmonics, caused whatever was here to can't get back to where they wanted to go, whatever. So this was just the story. So I said to myself, wow, this is some deep shit. So watching sci-fi a lot, now I see where the alien movie comes from. See, the alien movie.
You know what's important about the aliens? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, the alien movie is like anything else. It go into what? An embryo, some type of a woman to come out of. And that seems to be the story of what they're talking about. Go ahead. Y'all hit on that. You go ahead.
We are the extraterrestrials. That's what the black man is. Because we don't have no connection to this earth other than coming through the mother. None of the elements with us is matching. We just here. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. In the Bible where it says the Heavenly Father hated Esau and loved Jacob. And the reason why he hated Esau, because Esau was so mad that he lost his property rights, which his mother tricked her father, his father, and
the mother.
He started
the mother tricked
with other
the mother trick.
He started
the mother trick.
Yes, Rebecca. Yeah. She started. She passed on. She felt, regardless, that this son deserved it for whatever reason. So she tricked the father. And so Esau was so mad, being the first, the oldest one to come out of the womb, being that they were twins, that he started mixing in with other races. And that's why he was hated, because now the different races that we have, like if you look at white people, they say blonde hair, blue eyes. But if you look at the average white person, they ain't that. They've been mixed themselves.
Yeah, they ain't got blonde. And there's black people who got blonde eyes and blue eyes. Just look it up. Somebody sent me that tape of all the multi different colors. You remember, brother G, and also brother Luck. Y'all remember we seen that when we had one seminar. They had some beautiful people all over the world. Curly hair, blue eyes, the albino looking, and I was like, they in every country, but they treat it really bad in Africa parts of the world, based off the eating and making medicine out of them. But it's deep. Let me take some callers. We about to go into high noon. I don't see if I see Kathy, we'll go with, I hope the sister on there, brother West, you on there. We need two of y'all to play. $5, y'all jump in and see what y'all can do. Five, make it ten. Five, make it 100. Come on. Jump on in. I got to see evidence that y'all do it so we can cash
out. I'm on.
All right. Get ready. We're going to do it at high noon, so get ready. And my only,
okay.
It's just you and Brother West today. Hey, I work that way. Hey, now, let me play this.
Can I ask Brother West a question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's an electrician. Is it possible that you can disconnect the computer chips in the car? Or remove
the car won't function. Nope. The car won't function.
Say what now?
Say it again.
The car won't function.
Oh, my question to you was, can you remove the chip from the newer cars?
No, your car
really.
Will not function.
Man.
Yeah, it won't take
that's
the
right.
Function. Yeah, because remember.
You
got to
get
your
older
cars.
Car like my man Drive On say, get you something made in the 70s.
70s or 80s. But even after that,
yep.
Because I had an old truck back in the day. So, yeah, good question, though, because this is,
yeah.
I'm just telling you that they can take, that's on the legislation. This is why I tell people, y'all don't even know what's going on in your own local area. This legislation in certain states that they were going to try to stop your cars from functioning if they caught you to be some type of domestic terrorist. If we allow that here, we are going to be domestic terrorists. And the money game of them taking your money. But let me tell you something about history right quick. That's really, this is the stuff I like to find. Stuff that no one even knew about, never heard about. That's why I like y'all on this line. Y'all just bring so much good energy to this. This is something that we should all know. This is horrifying that this happened. But it's called the Devil's Punch Bowl.
This is WJTV News Channel 12 at 6.
Concentration camps. People mostly associate the term with Nazi Germany, but historians say it's true. They also existed in America. During the Civil War, authorities in Natchez, Mississippi forced tens of thousands of freed slaves into camps, built in what's known as the Devil's Punch Bowl. Jacob Kittlestadt explores this forgotten history this Mystery Monday.
Untouched fruit falls to the ground near the banks of the Mississippi River.
They talk about there's the most beautiful wild peach groves down in the Punch Bowl.
And researcher Paula Westbrook says, like a peach, the area known as the Devil's Punch Bowl has a pit, a mass grave from the 1860s. Historians estimate that in 1 year, up to 20,000 freed slaves died in contraband camps below these bluffs.
When the slaves were released from the plantations during the occupation, they overran Natchez, and the population went from about 10,000 to 120,000 overnight.
So they decided to build an encampment for them at Devil's Punch Bowl, which they walled off and wouldn't let them out.
Don Estes is the former director of the Natchez City Cemetery.
I just put my own tombstone right there. You see Estes?
Learning history spent his life. He says Union troops ordered recaptured black men to perform hard labor.
Straight down, right here.
While women and children were all but left to die in the three Punch Bowl prisons.
Disease broke out among them, smallpox being the main one, and thousands died. They were begging to get out, turn me loose and I'll go home back to the plantation, anywhere but there. But they wouldn't let them out.
The Union Army did not allow them to remove the bodies from the camp. They just gave them shovels and said, bury them where they drop.
And I'd really like to show you more of this terrain, but it's just too thick with greenery. These bluffs are also straight down, so not only is it dangerous to navigate, it's still very mysterious back there.
It's a bed of alligators and snakes. It would take Indiana Jones to get back in there at this point.
Then you come on up Washing Away Bluffs and at the Devil's Punch Bowl that has so many people that no one knows how they got killed or when, and they're still down there wasted.
And even to this day, they talk about wild peach trees that come up down there, but no one in Natchez will eat them because they know what the fertilizer was.
Exploring the unexplained on Mystery Monday, Jacob Kittlestead, WJTV News Channel 12.
And historians Amazing. Say even now people might discover old skeletal remains after flooding on the Mississippi, but being on the Natchez Trace, sometimes it's difficult to tell which century those bones are from.
Amazing history. Unbelievable. Union. Did you hear what I just said? Union soldiers.
Hey, dry bones. They also did, in the 1920s, it was a hurricane that hit down in Mississippi, and they did the same thing. It wouldn't let the people out, man. I forget which hurricane it was, but it was 1920-something. It was a big hurricane, almost like Katrina, where they wouldn't let the people out, man.
Yeah, so nothing new under the sun. What a history. What a history. Now, I'm going to have to do what we do. When I get back all y'all from the thing, get ready. Y'all get ready. We're going to have a good one here. We're going to have Brother West, Sister Key. We're going to have you come in, and we're going to do another round. I only see those two. Unless I see somebody else's hand, right now I'm going to keep your hands up. Where you at, Brother West? Okay. Brother West, what's your last four digits? On your phone.
4463. I think
4453. There you go. Okay. 4-4. Okay, you in there. Okay, everybody. Drop
on.
Hold on. Yep, go ahead. Somebody says dry bones. Somebody says dry bones because we got to get it on here. Okay, 4. Brother West, you on the line?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Right after the break. So when we get back, y'all get ready for the cash money ride.
I'm ready.
You need faith in your life to understand.
We back. Now, let me get one more call before we start our contest. Y'all ready? Good, y'all ready? I think brother Eddie, you hit me. I didn't see it. You out there?
Yeah, man. I'm glad you brought me in. Greetings, family. Greetings, man. Bruh, I had to go outside get in my car to restrain myself. I had to put my seatbelt on, man. Y'all was going in and dropping so much information. But before I start too many confessions, I just want to go here. When y'all were talking about the magic in those things, I want to go back to the Edict of the Pope. Let's start here. Okay. We can give kudos to Kemet, Egypt, because of the fact that the Greeks went into Egypt and the Dogons and the mystical people left, supposedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they still got a lot of the books. Prime example, the Bible, Dead Sea Scrolls, and all of that came from over there towards where the so-called Kemites had their winter or summer homes. That's where Israel and all of that is, and that's why they found the scrolls and everything going that way. Okay. The Moors went into Spain and built one of the greatest libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In Spain.
Sure did. Right, in Spain.
Right. When Christopher Columbus came here, he was navigated here by a melanated man, and they were looking for...
Bunch of them.
They were looking for the real Israel, the real Jerusalem, which is here. There's a brother up in Massachusetts. There's a video.
Send me the video.
In the city.
If you find the city,
okay,
we'll do. We can do that. Because we're going to start this game. But let's go with that premise about that when we finish, because keep that thought. Because, again, there's a lot of talk out there. But let's go with today, our two contestants, man. All right, now, let me see. I'm going to go with his deals. We got y'all online. Y'all ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, sir. I hope you can hear me, man. Right. I got this stupid-ass dog next door barking, man. I'm about ready to
shoot. Don't worry. I hear you. Don't shoot nobody, man. You got to get the cash money. It's find out number. I think one more. Somebody tell me they in there. I do not see your number. Hit the button. If you, Brother Vosk, Brother Vosk, you said you sent me. I see something, but let me make sure before I start this off. We're going to have a good time with y'all. Y'all better get y'all memory banks ready. Let me check the Cash App, see if you sent it. If you sent it, you in the game, but I don't see your number. Don't see it. Oh, come on now. Where you at? You said you sent it. I don't see you. I try to get y'all in and say everybody can have a good. I missed you last week, Brother West. You was starting up, and we had already started. So I want to make sure I get everybody in who said they sent it. There you go, Cash App. Let me see if you're in here. If you're in here, you says text me. You said you're in here. Let me see. I see it. Hold on. I see it. They here. Let me see. Where you at? Okay. We got you. Let me see. Where you at, though? Hold on, let me get my brother in here. He said he on the line. I do see the cash. Yeah, so we got three. All right, it's gonna be fun here. Oh my goodness. Okay, welcome. Where you at? I don't see your number. Where you at now? You said you on the line. There you go. See Brother Boss, where you at now? Hold on, y'all. But bear with us. We want to make sure everybody get in here so we get 300. Okay, there you say you're right here. Let me see if you're down here. Get three of y'all in here. That should be good. There you go. I see you. You're way at the bottom, man. There you go. All right, we got three of them in here. Okay, we're going to have a good time now. You got me, man? I got you. There's a lot of people online listening, so we having fun with this. So we got three of them. Since you last, you go last. This is the rules. $5. You double to 10. You can double your bets. If you got a 10, you want to make it 10, make 20. If you get higher, you can do 20. If you miss your bet, you go back. So make sure you understand the bets. Understand what you're doing. The first one to get 100 points, get the $100. So, sister, it's going to be, let me write down the name. Hold on. We're going to write y'all down so I know what your talent is. Okay, I got my man. Sister, I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to let Ben, because he was last. Then Brother Wes. 3364. And then my man. Okay. All right, sister. Now, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. What country gave America its charter? A, Egypt. B, Libya. C, Morocco.
I'm sorry. I had something with my phone, and I promise you I'm not looking at the internet. Can you repeat the question? I promise.
I said, what country gave America its charter? A, Egypt. B, Morocco. C, Libya.
Morocco.
All right, you got $10.
Oh, come on.
Okay. $10. Come on now. Now, you got 5 seconds. No more. I'm going to say it clearly. I hope you can hear me, everybody. All right. Now, you want to double your bet or you want to pass?
I'll double.
Okay. You got $10. You're doubling for $20. You miss this bet, you go back. Now, what country does Shaka Zulu come from? A, Tanzania. B, Nigeria. C, South Africa.
Nigeria.
Oh, wrong. All right. You go back. You go back to zero. Now, Brother Wes. Brother Wes, you ready?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, you hear me out of care. All right. What religion is the biggest religion in America? A, Zionism. B, Catholicism. 3, Islam.
Well, in America, damn, that's a tough one there. I'm going to have to go with Islam.
Wrong. All right, so you just stay at
5 hours. I know
what
it is. I got 5 seconds left. I got
10. Your 5 seconds up, man. The 5 seconds up. It's Christianity.
Christianity. Damn it, I didn't say that.
Yeah. All right, brother, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, can you hear me loud and clear? Okay.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, okay. Gonna be a tough one here, man. What year did Black History begin? A, 1919. B, 1930. C, 1926.
1930.
Wrong. 1926. All right, sister, you got a chance now.
I almost said 26.
Yeah, man. Hey, these all past questions now. There we go.
I was gonna say 32.
Yeah. All right. I gotta soften them up a little bit. These are all the shows for the past couple of weeks. Yeah. Next, this is gonna be for $10. All y'all gotta get to start out with $10 again. Come on now. I'll be making a little bit. What country is having the most controversy on the COVID situation? A, Mexico. B, America. C, Canada.
Canada.
All right, you got $10. You want to double it again to make it 20?
Yes, yes.
All right. Name the two cities in the Bible that is spiritually America.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me some example. I mean, like A and B. I was ready.
No. You couldn't ask that one? All right.
Too late.
You lost. Yeah, you got 10 seconds. You already got 5 seconds.
Was that right, though?
Yeah, one of them was right. If you'd have said, you would have said it faster. And that was the easy
one. No, I thought you were going to give me A. No, I thought you were going to say A, B, like you're going to.
No, that was going to be, because it's so simple, because that was actually the title of the show. I'll try to give you an easy one, but obviously that is an easy, so let's go to the West. Let's make it easy. Somebody get an easy test. Now, what country helped with building Israel? A, America, B, India, C, Great Britain.
Oh, shit. It's got to be America.
And Great Britain.
Oh, fuck, Great Britain. God damn, Great Britain. I thought that was my second ass. Damn it, man.
All right, brother. Here's a test. I'm going to double the money for you. Here's your test. I have to double the money round for y'all getting the... This is going to be, since you had the bomb, this is a $20 round. $20 round. Because y'all might take too long. We got to get y'all done with this. I'm double your 10 that you started from 5 to 10. And you want me to double it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's double it. Let's give you $20. You can answer this, you get $20. All y'all going to get the same chance to get back in this game. All right. What symbol is on the dollar bill that represents an African country?
That's easy right there.
What symbol is on the
dollar bill that represents an African country?
Egypt.
There you go. That's easy. You got 20. Now, you can double this 20, may lose it, or pass. We'll get $40.
Let's do it.
You want to? Okay, you're going to double. All right. As you know, what Christian group in America supports Zionism? Is it the Catholics? Is it the Baptists? Or is it the Evangelicals?
I couldn't hear all the answers. There's a lot of noise in the background. I can't really hear.
I said, what Christian group supports Zionism the most? Is it the Catholics, Baptists, or Evangelicals?
It's the Zionists.
Wrong.
You said Zionists?
Yeah, Zionists.
Evangelicals. Wrong. Evangelicals. So you lost all your money. Double. Evangelicals. Now.
Yeah, you're right, because evangelicals. You're right, because I remember that during when Trump was in office.
Go to 1-8. There you go, sister. Here you go. $20 on the line here. You get $20 for your $5 to get you closer to the 100. Name, are you ready for this? Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes,
I'm ready.
Yep, okay. I can hear you.
Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and George Soros are all what ethnic group? European?
I'm Jews.
Okay, you knew that one. All right, Jews. Got $20. All right. You want to double it to make it 40?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Name. You listen. How you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. If you can name FEMA, what it stands for, we'll double your money.
I Federal.
Time up.
Time up. You only get 5 seconds. I can't give you a long time. 5 seconds. Federal Emergency Management Agency. Federal Emergency Management Agency. All right. Now, Brother West, here you go. $20 on the line. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do y'all even better. Now, $40. That's $40 right here. Go on, I'm going to give everybody a chance. This is because all y'all is there. $40. Name one cryptocurrency by name that you know of that's out there.
Okay. It's a black called Guap Coin. Guap. Black people own that coin. A sister started that Guap Coin.
Okay. I'm going to give you that. Can we confirm that? Anybody confirm? Block. Let me look that up. I ain't got that. I was gonna go with Bitcoin. That would have been easy, but you said blockchain.
Yeah.
But I said any one you know of, so we'll go with that. 40. Mm-hmm. Let's double it. You want to double it or pass?
Let's go, man. Let's roll with it.
All right. If you lose this, you win, you get 80. You lose, you okay. go back. Now. So you can answer. Somebody can answer. What country did Desmond Tutu come from? Nigeria?
Oh, that's East South Africa.
Okay, South Africa. There you go. You named that one. Got that one. $80. Now, you double this or you go back. What you want to do?
Keep going, man. Keep rolling.
Okay, you can win this game right here. Find one for you. This is the one that's in the thing here. Let me get you a good one now. Let me pull out stuff that you had to talk about. Name the country that has built the most cars in the world. One, Germany. Two, Chrysler. Three, Honda.
Oh, shit. Damn. I'm going Germany.
There you go. All right. $100. Germany. All you black folks riding around in German cars. Thanks yep. for Germans.
Yes, sir. Hey, I worked at Volkswagen plant too, man. And what they did at Volkswagen plant, they took a damn Ford and hid it and what you call that? A reverse engineer, man. I seen it when they drove it in the damn factory. But look here, we got to put $5 in the pot every week, right?
Every time we play like you're gambling.
Alright. So just send me 95 and keep the other 5 in my pot for next week, alright?
Alright, you wanna see 95? Yeah, I'm gonna do it right now. Alright, after we take all this right. break, y'all ready? That's what we do. Let's jump in and have some fun, y'all. It's all about keeping it real.
Yes, sir.
Hey, gotta keep it going. I'll second with it. Sister, brother, next week, y'all. Next week. We gotta get one more.
Yes,
sir. All right, man.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
Great
appreciate
game, guys. Great game.
That was fun. That was good. That's how we do it. And let us keep moving. One more commercial break, and we'll be right back. Yourself on mute. I hear you driving. Let me get y'all back in here. Thank y'all for holding. Thank y'all for staying with me. Hey, we had a good time with that. And Wes, see how quick money cuts you now when it's electronic. I just don't know.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate it, bro. I said, I'm vibrating. I got to increase the vibration. I appreciate it, my lord.
Yeah, we having a good time with that. And that's called the cash hot money game. So y'all jump in. $5. Come on, y'all. $5. Get a bunch of y'all in here. It'd be hot questions. The more the pop, the more it goes. Shit, we ever have to make $200 to get enough of y'all to be $200 to get to the $200 round for $5. Come on, man. Let's do it. Let me go to 7696. Thank you for holding. We back. We Helios is back. 97696. You want to jump in? No? Yes?
Hey, that's Dry Bones. I'm still here. Yeah, my phone tripped out.
Yeah, man. You got to jump in the game, man. Got to get you the game, man. So let me get some more. I'm going to do a 10 regional game. If we get a lot of y'all to join up, boy, we're going to have a good time. All right.
I'm sure enough going to jump in now. That's what I had because I don't have the Cash App information.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, anybody, but all y'all out there who want to do it, do what you got to do. It's a fun way to do it. Hey, it's like Zelle, but I could have went Zelle. They got so many things out now, man. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, man, let me tell you, what's going on in your region, probably what you see, because we've got the election time. I want to hear from all y'all regions. Election time coming up. But, I mean, what you see? Well, give you the watcher. What we watching?
Well, basically, in St. Louis, they tripping off their Second Amendment, the gun right, you know, in Missouri. They basically tripping off of that and crime and the health that fentanyl epidemic. That's basically what's going on in this area, and that's
time,
what they focusing on with they with the politics. Them the three things what they focus on around here.
Let me ask you, man, because I'm gonna give all y'all some time to answer some questions here. Now, we just our investigative report style because we with the dry bones from all over the regions. My question to y'all is fentanyl. Say it's in the cane. I mean, I can't imagine a drug dealer want to kill off his supply. I mean, I don't see the logic to this fentanyl thing. What you think it is? Because it seems to be overrate of people want to take something that can possibly kill them and claim by just a smidgen. Is that the case? I don't know. Because I ain't never had been introduced. I just know it exists. So how does that work in your mind? That something so minute can kill like that? I mean, you know. It just don't make sense for somebody to want to take that.
I'm saying that's a part of the setup. You know, that's the cheese they put out there. If you want to attempt to get a cheap high and you can potentially kill yourself, just like what's that, the puffer fish. If you don't prepare it right, you're gonna take your own risk and eat it.
You know
what I'm saying? Go to the right place. You got to go to the right man who gonna cut it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I like how you put that, man. What a hell of an analogy. The puffer fish. Hell of an analogy right there, brother, man. Oh, my goodness. Where else can you get a report like this?
Know,
shit, that's
so
deep.
Basically, that's what it is. And then people don't know. A lot of people in the street, they ain't fully investigated what the drugs that they got their hands on.
Let me keep it going. That makes a lot of sense. Let me go to 130. Give you what you see in your region, man. 1300. What you think? Election time coming up.
That's Hey, that's me driving, Drivo. Definitely, man, it's a lot going on. I see a lot of, you know me, I keep my eyes on those banks, and it's a lot of banks are closing down. Also, I sent you that article about J.P. Morgan Chase trying to go ahead and take their stake inside of the metaverse. So what they're going to do, family, this metaverse is going to be linked with the COVID passports and also the social credit scores. All of that is going to be linked. Definitely, I see a lot of political pandering that they're doing right about now, especially to, they like to pander to the, you know, the Black American voting blocks, because, I mean, it's obvious Joe Biden is not going to do anything for us, folks. Everybody who went out and voted, you need your ass whooped if you voted for Joe Biden. And because this is pretty much your problem. And also, did you, I mean, he even said that the whole thing about the crack pipes, handing out the crack pipes. Now, they're saying, they're trying to fact check that statement, say, oh, we didn't say it was about crack pipes. But if you read down in some of the language of where they put that inside of the Build Back Better Act, it is, that is also wrote in that stimulus act.
Yeah, 30
and it says, if they call it STEM, they call it glass STEM, not base pipes. They call it glass STEM. So they're trying to play wordplay. They're trying to play word with us, play with us, family. So you got to be aware of that. That's what they do.
Yeah, and that's a lot of real estate coming into Central Florida too, man. I see a lot of people talking that area, so we know we got to keep on our toes. Me and you got to talk. And I sent you something on the Bay. Check that Bay out. We're gonna talk later off air. That's some deep stuff gonna be happening. So we're gonna do some things. Let me go to 6661. What you see in your region?
Hey, can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, what you saying? What time of the vibe is? Because this is a big time of election. A lot of stuff happening right before our very eyes. Go ahead.
Well, you know, what we're seeing down here in this region, you know, we're seeing the land prices, whether it's one bedrooms or whatever, their prices are going through the roof, even for one bedroom. So we're seeing overpriced real estate. We're seeing a vast breed of Latinos. And when I say Latinos, Latinos, you have Venezuelans, you have whatever, you know, because we are the gateway to the, from the South Americas or the Greater and Lesser Antilles. So you have a different breed of Brazilians.
Right.
Even the,
right.
when I walk across the street to the the
Brazilian shop.
You got mulattoes in there, and they speak perfect English and Latin. So I see a lot of the Latino explosion. And they're just so happy over here to work that they're drinking the Kool-Aid, but they go along with the play because they're so happy
they
to work.
Yeah, they drink the Kool-Aid.
So who knows which way they may vote? But
facts to matter. I'm gonna tell you what I see, and I'm gonna take some more calls. I see them actually going Republican. I see the Latino Spanish community has a sense of what they call conservatism now. That's this concept, but like we said earlier, the corporate structure. Let me go to three.
But,
let me
can I say something before I go? The reason why they're going conservative is because the same play that they did with a lot of blacks back in the early 50s and 60s, where they came and undermined us and they worked for little or nothing, those same Venezuelans and whatever and Brazilians, they're coming over here and they're working for less. That they're doing the same thing they did to us, and you see the gameplay. And that's why
I mean,
the Cubans are saying, man, we can't have this because now our whole economic
thing is shifting.
So
it's shifting.
I see it.
I see the shift. Different groups of these countries are coming over, like you said earlier, brother, about the charity. Charity being really given, but it's not at home. Let me go to 50.
And what they do, a lot of them do, they come back. And if you look at their green card, or you look at a lot of different immigrants, they come over here and they classify themselves as white, white, and that's how they vote. They vote in a voting block of Caucasians.
Right. Well, I see it. Hey, I hear you, bro. You're too loud, but you got something you want to say? I know you're driving. That was Brother Luck. I was trying to bring in Brother Luck, but just the driver. Hey, I love that, man. Just appreciate y'all listening through calls and everything, man. That's a lot of love there. A lot of love. Let me go to 4853.
I didn't get to finish my comment, brother. Greetings. Okay. Yes, I didn't get to finish my comment. The Americas, the Americas had its own magic. They got Ifa and Yoruba and all of that from West Africa. The Kemite science and things like that was here. Horace Butler wrote a book about the battle between the emperor of the Americas and the Kemites.
Yeah.
Right? Ethiopia is not far from there, and that's another reason why, going back to the same thing, why England celebrates them, just like what Dr. Ben said. Haile Selassie was basically European. He went to European schools just like Gandhi, and when they decided that he was their boy, Dr. Ben says they ran his family out of Ethiopia, Abyssinia, and if any of them would go back, they would kill him because they know the secret. Okay, but overall, the Edict of the Pope, anywhere that you go where the people don't worship our gods, do with them what you will. We were prisoners of war. We were not slaves. See, we gotta get on a foundation and stay there no matter what we remember, that what we've been told.
It was a war, no doubt about that. That's what I'm saying.
Definitely.
It never was like we was, there was no fight. It just came and took us. Weaponry has been found all the way over here. Matter of fact, the Jaguar, it's a whole bunch of Central American pyramids
Thank
and everything. Throughout. They got the Carter Jaguar. They got all kind of stuff here. But the thing is, we ain't been taught, because why would you tell the people, if you try to brainwash them, you want to give them another location that's theirs so they'd be fixated on something. And then you actually want them not to know that that's their land. So that's the Bible story that y'all go with Esau and Jacob.
Dry bones.
Right.
I just got one comment I want to talk about right quick.
Go ahead.
Do it make sense? You see, with that devil's punch bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the time. Look at the time in the day. It's during the Civil War, right?
Right.
All right. And they said it was so-called black people, right?
Right.
But who was giving the goddamn smallpox? It was the damn Indian. See, that's the story.
Which were the black people.
You know, exactly. Yep. That's what I'm saying. So they was already free here. Run over here and just stay over here. That's to get them off their damn land.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking, it was just set up. And then we ain't even looking at that. They tell us.
I like that.
Oh, it was
I
the
like
so-called
that.
Negroes.
See,
them was the actual
saying,
people who, you know what I'm saying? They
right.
steady playing
it's
with
love.
Us with
it's
these
love.
Words.
Exactly.
With
I agree. He's saying the same thing that I was saying. Going back to the brother up in Massachusetts. Going back to the brother in Massachusetts. See that division that they put in us that we co-sign. Because, again, if you're from one region and, say, for example, your family loves apples, but apples are only made in Washington State and in, say, Florida, but you're from Mississippi, there's an issue. But overall, just like what the brother said, that's what, when they really subdued and started the world wars, is once they went across the Nile Valley, which is the
Mississippi River
that runs from Canada
River.
Down to the Gulf.
Down to the Gulf, that's
and,
right.
And just Damn. Like what Wes said, they
Andrew
blew
right.
up Louisiana twice. They blew the dam twice. There's a sister on YouTube,
sure
her name is Chief Janisi. She talks about land patents. This is our land. It's just that our people won't agree enough because of they don't know how to read that book called the Helios Biblios Dry Bones, and they don't know the code. Everything is contributed to what your own spirit and soul say. And even going to the Pope, that's another reason why they brought that shit out now, because we're about to activate.
Yes.
We're embarking on the Aquarian Age, and the original seed is about to activate, and that nanoparticle and all of that shit is going to reduce the numbers, and it's also going to impede you from rising spiritually because of them chips is going to cause division in your members,
in your body.
Your body.
It's going to cause in the body. It's already happening. 40,000 people plus. I'm not saying it. 40,000 people have been given that shot, and that shot has went out. Brother, go ahead, sister.
I'd like to make a comment on the 40% death increase since the insurance company has been reporting. On they don't, they can't explain it. People from 18 to 35, 45 years old just waking up dead. And then you were saying earlier about the drugs. Why would they, you know, make a drug to kill you? I think if you go to the guy zones, it's depopulation. They don't, they, yeah. There's too many people here. So the vaccines, the drugs coming over on the borders, that's what's that's the plan. And I mean, I don't know for sure if people are going to die with the vaccine, but there's a lot of people who've taken the vaccines days later, weeks later, they drop dead, you know, for they can't explain it. So
and again,
I think
again,
it's
drop on. Damn it. Go ahead, brother. Bus, go ahead. You next. Go ahead. I see
also,
it.
Also, not Milwaukee, Baltimore, they got like bodies everywhere. The damn medical examiner. Can you keep up with the damn autopsy? But getting back to your question about what happened in my region, okay, last week, I don't know if the sister know, some dude tried to set fire to the Federal Reserve.
What?
Yeah, the man treated in Canada, he took, had two gas cans, went to the door of the Federal Reserve, pulled gas off.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a man treated in Canada.
I missed that one.
That's a Venturian candidate there. Hey, but you, hey, think about that now. They got the new movie out. I don't know where Brother D's, if you're still up with us. The Batman, because y'all keep up on it, and I love watching it. These movies are starting to tell you that government is on a crumbling stage of something. So being that we looking at New York City is definitely, I mean, the mayor, if you look at it, it's like you're watching a guy. Here come Hillary Clinton. It's like a stage of puppetry. It's so
a political reality show.
It's a political reality show.
Yeah.
And we're watching it and living it at the same time. And that's why I say these symbols today, Egypt and Sodom. Let's not get off that topic right quick. Now, regardless of what you say with the sex game out there, but the thing is, I told you, the avatar is what they are creating with the Hindu. And you also got to realize, even though we, you know, we try to lay everybody out, India got its own Kama Sutra. They got the temples all through Thailand, got these exquisite big nose Asian. Y'all seen it, the movie, the video about the brother made by Thailand. Beautiful. So I know these people exist. I just want to know how. Sorry, make a noise. What is that noise? Y'all hear that?
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, somebody try to put yourself on mute if you got all that echoing. Now, we watching all this happen. Is somebody going through a door? I ain't that many of y'all. Yes, it is. Y'all hear me?
I got to answer Dry Bones.
No, but I'm saying, but I didn't even ask the question. I'm trying to figure out who's making all that noise. Somebody make a noise.
Not
so we got
me.
To
It's not me. I'm on.
All you gotta do is mute yourself. Yeah, just mute yourself. If you gotta make noise. It's not hard to do. Just
on
mute. Come back.
On mute.
I got. Yeah. Now, the thing is, here we got all this stuff going on. We got LGBT community to almost take it over by laws that would be for civil rights that was supposed to be for blacks. So that's why we gotta look at this. Is this some type of hidden communist scheme that really is working? Because how you gonna follow something that gives you nothing at a strong energy rate? I mean, come on. The energy rate that we given to this party is definitely energy. It's like a fuel to keep the party going. You got to keep yourself fueled up. And that's what's going on at a level that we can't even imagine on. How can you say this, what we saying here about our land? They know it because it's all on the dollar bill. They named everything from the same thing, and we said they gave it over by the women. We did this show years ago with the rights. They gave back in them days, you had to get land, you had to go to the women. Shaka Zulu proved that. If y'all just want to go by Africa, Shaka Zulu.
And so did Constantine.
All of them had to go through their mamas. So I'm trying to figure out how we can't see who really ruling behind the secret hand. That's why the girl got off. Giselle.
We see it.
Giselle got off.
We see it, but
They'll got off.
We see it, but it's only an elected few that can read between the Hegelian dialect, and those are the chosen ones. When we came down from the heaven, not everybody had the same mindset. You know, you had some that were, that, like you say, lost and not there, but then you had the elected ones. You know how you talk about the elected ones? Yeah, and those are on the bone right now. Those are talking about what's going on.
Well, there's something going on. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question, too, about this, because, again, if y'all get a chance to watch PBS, they had the Ali documentary on. I watched both of them. Suckers was good as hell. In Nation Islam, man, show, I'm going to tell you something about money. They had some good footage. Don King had killed somebody. Everybody know, boom, boom, boom. The Nation Islam took him in, but he wouldn't join. But the money was so good, he said, I can get y'all money. And Elijah Muhammad was still living and took that deal. Because remember, they had heavy interest in Muhammad Ali. And I said, man, look at this money game, how it doesn't really go out of everything we do. Everything has a hierarchy. No matter what we into, it's something that's on stages of what it is. So to be the best electrician, you're a master electrician. You know, you're an apprentice first. You go into that, then you're journeyman. Then you go into the real live shit. Then you become your trade. That's how it works. So this thing that we're going through seems to be that the change for everything we happen to be living in right now. It's not like it ain't happened before. It's just happening. We're seeing the change right now. That's like very much into our death span. But still, AI, I want to ask y'all this. AI, by the time some of us get to be in our 70s, what if they will be able to give us virtual reality that we don't die? What would y'all say?
I still wouldn't take it.
Okay,
I still wouldn't dance with him because you think about it. If you're disagreeable, just like what you're talking about capital, the individuals like the ones on the phone, if we had capital and if we really put our energies together, we could bring about dynamic change, not just with the capital, but with our mind. But like Claude Anderson said, we could start purchasing and buying people to make sure that they are working for us as far as our
Yes. Now, I thought that what we was doing, though. But then, hold on.
Hey,
that's not to the point. Don't everybody think that y'all went to go see or go ahead and listen? Everybody that we've been watching for the past, every day of life is, we always believed that this is going to be for the betterment. We would never join it if we didn't think it was for the betterment. Somewhere down the line, a money game is in the mix where there's a hierarchy that we don't know about till we get in it. You say, wait a minute. People are living in
states.
Of all
yeah, but
why would somebody come and have a conversation with you if you're not at a level where you could change the dynamics of their agenda?
Right.
That's why you're not everybody on Skid Row, bro.
Right, but
they
don't
talk to you if you ain't got no money, no power.
But that
money, power,
that
respect is the key to life.
Yeah, right.
That's
what I'm saying.
Absolutely. And Bones, what you brought up many times in conversation, what we found out is you have two operators. Well, you have one operating and one speculating. And see, what the brother just said, money and power, those ones that's up there in that mecca with that iron and they got the capital or whatever to operate.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that's making it happen.
Yeah,
see, these
right.
brothers over here with the fundraiser and the fish fry, they just speculating. But them brothers
right.
operating.
Right. Now that's two different speculations. Go ahead. Jump in.
Brother said something about Claude Anderson. What he's trying to do is start a high-speed bullet train rail from Atlanta. Really, he want to start in South Carolina all the way to Texas, man. He got everything drawn up. The people, the man, he's trying to get the politicians to go along, write it down Interstate 20. Okay?
He might be
able to knock him off.
No, but I think they, Claude Anderson used to be in the government. He was in the government. And I think
yeah,
was Nixon
yeah.
Carter.
Yeah, Claude Anderson.
So
he
needs us to put that energy behind it, man, and make this happen, man. Like my brother said, collect the country.
He passed away.
Claude Anderson's still here, man.
He passed away.
Claude Anderson?
Bruh.
Yeah.
Claude Anderson, he's still here, man.
I thought he was still here. Okay. Find that out.
Google it.
Easy to find. It's easy to Google it. Just Google it. Because I didn't hear anything. I'm sad that if this is true, I'm really sad because I didn't hear nothing. So I always assumed he was okay.
I just want to say one thing to that. Even if he did transition, that thank goodness he wrote books. That's another reason why people should archive their information because just like a lot of our campaigns.
I got him on video.
They take this.
I met Dr. Carl Anderson. I met Dr. Carl Anderson in Perrine, Florida on his first book. We were doing Dry Bones Connection for reparations. And he was trying to tell us that.
He passed in 2010.
Huh? I heard him on the show last week, bro.
Dr. Carl Anderson?
Hey, everyone. Okay. Hey, brother.
What's up? Come on in here. Jump in here. Get in here. Yes.
I would tell y'all something. This is an awesome show as usual. The game was funny as usual. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters out there. Much love.
Let me say something
about that. The reason why black folks or any of us can't get stuff together is because we believe in independence. Independence. That's what messed us up, being independent.
Interesting, very interesting, I agree, that's very deep.
And that spell word right here, you break that spell word down and you're going to find the spell within that word independent.
Even with the word pen, you become a pendant of the country, of the corporation, that's deep. Dependent.
A lot of us acting like a herd of cats, man. You're like a herd of cats. And you got to quit acting like a herd of cats. You ever try to do
a herd of
cats?
I don't even have cats. You can't get
two cats to do nothing, man. That's a lot of us doing. Then you got the meritorious ammunition. Meritorious ammunition.
Manumission.
They take one to go against each other, man. Like Loretta Lynch is working for the NFL now to go against Flores. Okay, we got to cut that out, man.
Hold on. Flores is very good case right there. We're going to watch it. Because what he said is happening all the time in Dade County. That's a fact. Fact is, you go to an interview, you've been there long, you know this shit, and you can easily be walked over. Thank goodness for unions that we did have, still have to this day. If this was a regular non-union job, oh my goodness, dude! I would say the black population of advocacy would be really reduced, and I mean that from all groups. That's a fact.
And you know they gave him a job now, man.
Who?
They gave him a job working with Flores. He was just a coach for the Steelers, man, up there with Dominic.
Yeah, he's gonna get back, but he made a point. I do agree with it. I think Ray Fauntleroy was trying to do something with that down here, but the Miami crowd is not happy. But they really ain't voicing nothing big. And you got to remember, y'all, Stephen Ross is a Bitcoin, and he's into all this other stuff. He's rich. It's gonna take a little bit more than a coach who, you know. He could have got rid of it. Remember, they call owners. So they ain't call owners for nothing, everybody. They're called owners.
Thank you.
So I don't know why they be hyped up on something that the name tells you who's in charge immediately. He's the owner.
See?
So that's just unbelievable.
You could even look at the fact that these sports, there's one family that owns a lot of these sports. There's one individual that owns the league. There's one individual out in the basketball league. And that's another reason why, going back to paper, only elite people can buy land and build a stadium on it. They're going to make their money back in less than 3 years, but the fact still remains. We can't come together and get enough money to build a stadium. We might have land, but we can't build no damn stadium
on it. But it'd be public land, man.
What's gonna happen is the NFL gonna have an expansion and let some black people own their own new teams, man. That's the only way to get out of it, man.
They're going to give some. But hold on. Like, let's be honest. Okay. Let's be honest. You said Byron Allen. I heard that. This is real. Yep. Byron Allen
That's cold.
Some other people tried to spit. They're going to be now become interested in minority hired of the
Broncos.
Now, still, that's a bloodline. It's not like it's
yep.
not because Byron Allen, I think he's married to a white woman, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I don't think that
which is a ritual.
Right. So, I mean, to me, I don't see where, you know, it's going to benefit but the bloodlines of our people. Like, people got deep in bloodlines in this shit. So, you know, depending on if we were rich.
What'd be nice is we do like the Green Bay Packers, man. Where if they come up with an expansion team, all of us get together and buy a team. Like the Packers
Thank
did with all the people
now, that's
in
a, that's a great idea.
In Green Bay.
Look what they did to
Bill Cosby, because one individual can't do nothing, you know. And that's what goes back to cutting the head off of a snake or a serpent or a dragon, which is what they called our people in antiquity, you know.
But let me ask you that. That's a good question that you just said. If that's the case, let's look at it this way. We had some millionaires in the time of all this turmoil that we went through. Even Amos and Andy was rich for playing that. It still seems to be like there's a class system of blacks. They want blacks to be under a certain class. But then there's bloodlines of blacks that are above that. There are bloodlines. They even show you now these are our type of people. They show you that there's a bloodline. We got blacks to see. We never really want to hear that. We had blacks in Martha Vineyard in the same time frame. Prestigious black families. That don't mean they were uppity and they had their own way. We understand that. That's what the people called me back in the day. But the bloodline kept it in the bloodline. They ain't like your ass. And they thought you and your family, because people got rich people in their family that look below them now. You could tell how it would be. If you got somebody got a lot of money, it'll be automatically ugly for a lot of people because they would not do nothing. So you got people in your right now. So that's the big story. Something going on. The whole thing went out.
If you go to these hospitals I call churches, and you get the people to jump his ass, because that's just like the drug game and everything else, there's only one person on the top that's getting all the damn money. Get them to put that money together. We can make a lot of changes, but we all have to agree. So we need to create a rule book that is our governing faculty, just like the 42 laws of Maat, Hammurabi's laws, Ten Commandments, whatever. And then put our money together, and we could change everything, man, because that's always been our major impediment, just like what you're saying. If you don't dance with them the way they want you to dance, or at least they trust you to a certain amount, they're not going to let you rise. They'll take you out of whatever the case may be. But if you are a private individual and you have somebody represent you to go talk to the people, and you stay in the private, because public and private don't mix, it goes back to those universal principles. You know?
Yeah, and that seems to be another. That's why I say those two, public and private, they take off from the public funds. They're supposed to be, look, that's what I said earlier, the COVID. Look how much money, y'all said earlier, look how much money they made from COVID. Billionaires been to produce, so they're obviously stealing from the public because they're giving us the trust of them to be our terror keepers, like y'all been saying for years. And then again, let's ask the question off right now. If they cut this off, a lot of people will go into real haywire. That's why I'm trying to figure out the degrees of this could go as people. I don't know how many of y'all on the line. Can y'all hear me? Because it shows nothing on the board. The board is like complete. It did a different way this time that you don't even see y'all.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
We hear you.
Because I don't know how this thing's set up. But nonetheless, they look like many of you, and whatever region you're in, you have to take for example, the supply chain. This could be coordinated to make shit happen that you lose food or you lose stuff now. See, these are things they actually working a practice run on Canada to see how they reacting. And then remember, Biden told this dude, so I'm trying to see how close we are to real civil unrest, because this is going to be the key to the surviving all this, like they say, the great battle, whatever they go through, because it's due to happen. This big bubble. So I can't tell y'all any of y'all finances, that's on y'all, but y'all should be aware that whatever you in situation wise that you do get public help, just know that it could be cut off in this prime election time because they are vicious. This is a real battle for because they know that they don't have much time to keep this agenda going. The people are waking up. It is waking up. Think about that. The people are waking up. If you on the line not realizing that people are waking up every day to this shit, it's like, come on. They waking up. What they doing is they trying to play us off. Now, this TV war, I heard Wag the Dog. I told you it was a movie called Wag the Dog. Somebody on TV, and one of them shows, they've been using this term. Let's not fall for this war thing because they might try to get people to go along with this thing to keep this war power going. Remember, the more you keep war going, you can seize the country. So,
but like I say, man, that movie, Buffalo Soldiers, everybody should watch that movie, Buffalo Soldiers, with Danny Glover, man. Because the main thing, one of the indigenous people, they was Indians like us, he told Danny Glover, you used to be a slave, so why would you fight, kill me for your slave master, see? We got to quit doing the slave master bidding, man. Be like that mule, sit your ass down and get out of these white folks' fight. Let them kill each other. Y'all hear me? And show them drop.
Yeah, we got you, Wes.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Okay.
I can hear you. Is driving
yeah,
still
man,
on?
Y'all watch it. You might be gone, man. It's after 1 o'clock. So he might have been, they might have locked him up. Because what the enemy do, they knocking off the one that's running. He the head of this damn call. So that's how they do. They knock off the damn general, the one that's running. So that's why all of us got to step up, man, in this war. Can't depend on one person to run this. All of us leaders, all of us can run this.
So don't you think it's a mass conspiracy between the media and the puppets?
Yes, sir. You got to keep
when I say the puppets, I'm talking about the ones who had the ability to create laws for their constituents, right? You know, they say one thing in public, but then when it comes time to vote, because they're being so heavily lobbied by all these, the upper 1%ers that, okay, to give an example, now all us on the ball have been talking about the laptop and the scandal and everybody compromised or whatever. Now, we've been talking about that from we've been talking about martial law for the longest. Now it's coming out on the media later, but we've been talking about those who know. You understand? We living longer than the ones who not gonna live long because we know and they don't know, but they still at the Kool-Aid trough and they still sucking down the Kool-Aid. So, like a brother said a long time ago, he spoke about Babylon. He said, hey, do we let Babylon just fail? I mean, and that's what we have been talking about how do you survive when you know they got control of the resource, the economics, besides the brother saying, just diversify, get you a little bit of this. Bones, he gets silver. Everybody else got silver. How we can come together and put that together and prove? What's your thoughts?
Well, that's what makes it challenging because just like what you're speaking to, everybody's in different jurisdiction. So even if we had one central bank and we didn't have, you know, other banks tied to it, it would be challenging to get the money because either you have to wire the money or you have to send it in the mail. So, because if the grid goes down, you ain't going to be able to do nothing electronically. So
exactly.
it goes back to the horse and buggy science. Just like what
Bones always say, who's the prince over the airwaves for the wiring? Well, what we talking on now, we don't control it.
Yep.
So like you said, well, it's going to go back to the horse and buggy, that mail by horse.
Yeah.
Just like the sister
said, if she changed the intake manifold, she find out what kind of engine she got. If it's a 6-cylinder or 4-cylinder, she get an intake manifold for that car and put that intake manifold to the side. Either have somebody around that could change that intake manifold on that computerized car, and she'll have it. She just has to set the take off that electric fuel pump or get a lower PSI fuel pump. She could travel. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So
everything
you're saying
goes
that
back
you can't take
electronics.
Away. So you're saying that you can take away the chip?
Yeah, you got to redo
your
whole engine.
You're not taking away the chip. What you're doing is, I did hear somebody say there's a way to disconnect, say, for example, disconnect the computer in your car from a main hub, from a satellite or whatever the case may be. There's a way to do it. There's a chip in there somewhere. I don't know who that was, but I did hear that. But what I'm speaking on doing is, in the 70s and the 80s, cars had carburetors. So if you take the top, what they call it now is a plenum. A plenum is just an intake manifold on top of your engine block. If you take that plenum off and put an intake manifold on with a carburetor on it, you could still drive your car. That's what I'm saying.
You got to get rid of the fuel
injection.
You got
to do something mechanically to the car to change it. Yes.
Yeah, get back to take all the electronic shit out. You just got to change the whole fuel injection. You're right. It's possible. I mean, anything. Whatever problem, the universe will give you the answer. And like you said, if they cut down all this computer, all they shut down, then we go back to the old way using the ether and our telepathy.
Yep.
Well, I can talk to y'all without being on the damn internet. Just through the app, through the natural ether.
That's right. And that goes back to the gullah people. And like what Dry Bone said, the Jaguar and all of that. People, we're naturally connected spiritually. We just have to activate that principle in us, because
that's
the body of Christ. It's your own individual anointing, KRAST, not Jesus Christ, but KRAST.
Yes, sir. I use that for the 100 monkeys. Or the 100 monkeys, where monkeys on one island was washing their food in the water, and then the monkeys on another island was end up doing the same thing. So if they did it, we know damn well we can do it.
Right. We just gotta control our monkey brain, because they built our mind.
That's right.
We contracted with them, really, because, you know, you buy a TV and put it in your house. Ain't nobody making you turn that TV on, that television on. You do it yourself. So it needs to go back to just like what you be saying, sun gazing, meditation, and things like that, because that's what brings back your original alignment.
Yes, sir. Any problem you got, you just look at go outside and look at the sun. Once you say, I don't know, and look up at the sun, and you sit down for a while, if you do that, the answer come tell you what to do, man. It worked.
Yep, so going back to the question of the brother, these are the things that make it complicated, because, you know, I'm in the Carolinas, West is in Georgia. I don't know where the rest of y'all are at, but, you know, the people that are closest to you are the people that you basically have to work in contract with, because somebody that's over 500 miles away, you know, when it gets into mass hysteria, it'll be challenging, you know, to get to them. And that's another reason why I said horse and buggy, because you might not be able to even take the highways and byways, because if anybody's seen that movie Mad Max, you know, those are the places where the organized people who want to control and take everything, that's where they are.
Somebody playing the drums, man. I like it. Somebody playing the drums. That brother Ray will drop
off.
And we all connected
back
on
to
the earth,
gullah.
Man. We're connected by the earth and the sky. So all of us go outside and stand on the earth barefooted. We could talk to each other, man. Just by standing on the earth with your feet, we can do it at the same time. We can talk to each other.
Get a conference so everybody's facing towards each other in the same direction. Jeez. Sis, you still on?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I don't know where that noise is.
What do you feel is